Blog.
Woo! Uh-huh. It's Air It Out Radio. It's Air It Out Radio. It's Air It Out Radio. Air it out. Are you ready? Tell me if you're ready. It's Air It Out Radio. Banging out your stereo. Here we go again. Same time, same blog. Cats still stagnant. We stay on our job. The brown skin heifer. I think y'all try to check her. You might see the fire chick coming out the heck limit. X with the dirt. Kim King with the promo. Hating on us. Now that's a big no-no. Underground artists with mainstream talent. All these other blogs ain't up for the challenge. Competition. Tell me if you see it. We talking like we live it. Walking like we be it. We keep legends on the line in due time. You won't have a choice but to respect the grind. Stay on the line, the board is on fire. No pun intended, let's take this thing higher. Air It Out Radio, Air It Out Radio. Competition where we don't see none. Air It Out Radio, Air It Out Radio. Competition where we don't see none. Air It Out Radio, Air It Out Radio. Competition where we don't see none. Air It Out Radio, Air It Out Radio. Air It Out Radio. Air It Out callers. Air It Out listeners. Y'all see the threats, we just hear the whispers. We stay on some new shit, listen real close. Kudos to the host, I propose a toast. The history, it's really about to happen. We really make moves, y'all stick to rapping. Respect is in order, the border been crossed. Got the UK spitting them long distance balls. We show love, and y'all show love back. 200 plus calls on the blog, that's the max. We do that on the regular, shit don't change. Every Monday from 10 to 1, stay in your lane. Help us help you, it costs y'all nothing. The promo, the music, we really saying something. Shout out to the underdog, we here for you. Air It Out Radio.net, get in tune. Air It Out Radio, Air It Out Radio. Competition where we don't see none. Air It Out Radio, Air It Out Radio. Competition where we don't see none. Air It Out Radio, Air It Out Radio. Competition where we don't see none. Air It Out Radio, Air It Out Radio. Air It Out Radio.net, huh?
What's good, everybody? That chick fire, brown skin heifer. Going on another Monday. We made it. Happy President's Day. Because it was that celebrate and all that good stuff. Very upset my daughter's home. Fucking the shit out me. Anyway, it's all good. But anyway, make sure y'all check out the website, airitoutradio.net. If you're on the net, you want to tune in, hit us up 347-677-1163. Press 1 to talk. You can also just listen in if that's cool. You know, whatever you want to do. Whatever. Cool. But if you're on the line, please, if you don't have the patience for this show, I'm telling you right now, it gets bananas. So, yeah, you might be waiting a while. Press 1 to talk. And, you know, if you click, you dip. So if you click over, you pretty much want to drop from your position. So, shout out to everybody that's on the line, all my Air It Outers. Tell y'all, I'm going to run down a couple people that are on the line right now. You know, they made sure they wait. Nightcrawler, Nitty, Dr. Joker. Hey, what happened, man? You was like number 6, like number 5 or whatever. You dropped. What the fuck? Anyway. Oh, no, you still there. My bad. E. Burner. Fanatic. Here. He ain't been here in a while. You know I'm going to get on him about that. So anyway, shout out to all my other Air It Outers that's tuning in. I didn't get a chance to, you know, get to y'all and find out exactly who's on the line. But Kim King, EQ, shout out to Debris. He's actually like a little assistant of mine. He's helping me out, stuff like that. So he's doing this thing with me. But anyway, make sure y'all check out the website, please. We got Simon Robbins on tonight. If I say his name wrong, please correct me whenever he comes on. He's probably going to cuss me out, but he's very cool. Entertainment lawyer tonight as our guest. You know, any questions y'all have, feel free to text me for the ones that I did text today. Text me, and I'll ask as many questions as I can that you might have, or, you know, don't think it's stupid. Whatever it is, I'll definitely try to, you know, get it in there for you. As many questions as you'll let me ask them. So don't think it's stupid at all. Like, you know, we all about educating and all that stuff here. You know what I mean? So this is your opportunity to fax me, I'm losing my mind, text me something, or tweet it to me, either or, like, I don't care. As long as it gets to me, I'll try to, you know, give it to them as quickly and as efficiently as I can. Anyway, shout out to Mr. Prez. He won the competition for the exclusive thing, so shout out to him. He's on the website, homepage. He'll be up there for a month. Got a couple songs on there. Shout out to Trap Files, all of them. Imani Black Cancer. B West, he's going to be doing my videos here and there. Shout out to Dan. That's Rodrigo manager. So, hit me up with that. DFF, Molly, Jessica Lee, y'all. Y'all got to hit her up. You know what? Everybody's texting me. They're going crazy. Anyway, hit her up. She's one of the new R&B chicks that's coming online. She's going to be, you know, doing her thing or whatever. Hit her up, y'all. She's on Twitter. I talk to her frequently. And Morley, shout out to him. H-Spit, Dingy, Realistic. So, I'll run through some more names here and there. Like I said, Simon's going to be on today. Y'all can ask me whatever y'all want through text or tweet. And, you know, I'll try to ask him whatever. Anyway, today's topic is, what are the three things you would ask somebody if you would meet them? You know, on a date, club, or whatever. Make sure they're short and sweet, y'all. Like, come on. Like, for instance, I would say, what's your name? Phone number? How old are you? Quickly, like, you know, it's three questions. Like, move it along, because, you know, we got a lot of calls and whatnot. Don't be like, yeah, you know, I would ask what's her name, because, you know, like, that's the first thing, you know, I got to ask somebody, because what if she got my last name? And then, you know, like, what if that's, she related to my cousin? Like, I don't need to know all that. I just break it down quickly, fast, you know, keep it moving. So, anyway, I'm going to hit the lines up, see what's going on. When I call your last four digits of your phone number, I'm talking to you. Press 1 if you want to talk to me. Like I said, if you click, you dip. 80, 52, what's going on?
Yo, yo, yo.
Yup.
Yup. This is Nightcrawler.
What's going on?
Yeah. Hey, I got to be number one today, man. I got
to
be number one.
Yeah, thank you. You're doing your thing.
I'm trying.
So,
some people don't get a chance to hear me because they don't be old, you know what I'm saying, that long. They got business to take care of, you know, that's understandable.
Yeah, but you'll be in the beginning of the show, so you work out pretty good.
Not all the time.
Yeah, most of the time. You in at least the first hour. So you good.
I try.
You're good. So anyway, let's get to the topic really quick and then go ahead, because the call, I'm telling you, the line is bananas.
Are you sure you want to ask me that question?
Yes, I do. Everybody's getting asked this question. Maybe it's that for Simon if he don't want to answer. I'm not going to bother him. The rest of y'all getting it.
Go ahead. Ask it.
What's the three things you would ask somebody on a date or a club when you chit-chatting with them? Yo, baby, you know, what's going on? You know what I'm saying? We got fat ass, I'm saying, but what's your number? Like, you know, like, how would you, you know, what's the question you ask? Quick, short, quick.
And I can't answer that. And that's real, because, man, I'm not finna ask nobody nothing. For one, I told you, I don't do dates, and two, I don't do clubs.
Okay,
so
when you first talk to him, you know, you see a chick, you like, yo, baby, what's up, yo? Oh,
hey, that depends. I mean, I can't really tell you too much about what I used to do because.
Well, tell me the old Nightcrawler. What would the old Nightcrawler do? Come on now.
I was fucked up. I couldn't tell you.
Oh, Lord. You always try to get out of these questions.
No, I'm for real.
Yeah,
I'm dead serious. On
everything
I love, I can't tell you because, hell, half the time when I hollered at Shawty's, I was drunk. So, hell, anything might come out my mouth. But guarantee you, if I say something to a female, 9 out of 10, it's going to be something real stupid.
Well, I want to hear it. Let's go.
I mean, hell, I'll basically be fucking with them. You know, I might go up to them and make a stupid-ass comment about, you know, saying some shit going on or just some stupid shit, man. It's not something that I plan. It's just spurring them over shit. Okay. So, you know, as far as me giving you an actual state that I use, no, man, because, see, I'm
you
not like most
my
people.
Question. You
I'm telling
question.
You, I can't. It's not going to be, unless I'm hollering at a shorty, I can't tell you what I'm going to say. It's going to be anything. And you know me. I've been on this show for how long? Everybody over here should know me by now. I'm likely to say anything at any given time.
Oh, God.
You know, if you like it, you like it. And if you don't, go fucking well. Shit.
Mm. Okay, since you're not going to answer my question, we're going to move on. What's your promotion and all that stuff, since, you know, you're not going to answer my question. I'm in there. Hurry up, get the fuck off the line. No, I'm just hurry up.
Hey, man. I
be like, technical difficulties. What happened tonight, Carla, again? No, I'm just fucking I'm just fucking with you.
Tell me
your info
nah.
and all that stuff. I do got to move along because the line just
I'm not tripping.
Today. Okay, so come on.
Hey, Nightcrawler76 on Twitter. That's the best way to hit me right now. We still run into some technical difficulties with this damn website, so the best way to do it right now is to hit me on that. But we do have a new contact where you can actually, you know what I'm saying, view me, which is through my PR team, which is Hugo the Boss Promo. That is HugoTheBoss Promo, PROMO. Yeah. And you know what I'm saying? You can go on there and check me out on there, check out other artists that, you know what I'm saying, assigned to them and things of that particular nature. So, yeah, we're trying to do big things running around right now, trying to do some big things.
Okay. That's what's up. And for those that do want to follow Nightcrawler, I did tweet, so if you need to, you know, hit that up and follow him, then, you know, I'm going to try to do that periodically throughout the show when y'all come on. If y'all on Twitter, then, you know, y'all can follow him because it'll make it a lot easier. Shout out to B-Cancer who, you know.
Oh, yeah, I
got to
give my shout out to them, too. B-Cancer, yeah, got to give my shout out, of course, my dude, E-Burners and M-Dot. You know, got to look out for my people. You know what I'm saying? E-Burners, I'm still waiting on that joint, man. I'm still waiting on that joint, man.
Yeah, yeah. He said he was going to send it. So, what are we getting into tonight?
Hey, yo, we dropping some new joints here. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to drop. You know what I'm saying? I got maybe a couple people that's probably going to call in. I can't call it. It depends on their particular statuses and shit. But
okay.
I'm going to drop out, you know what I'm saying, one of the newest joints that we done dropped out here. Never been heard before. So, y'all, I want y'all feedback. Serious feedback, please. Let me know if y'all liking this joint or shit. I just scratched that shit and throw that bitch out the door. You know what I'm saying? Please don't talk shit. Please don't talk shit, because I would hate to have to blast you.
Mm,
but,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying, overall, just give me an honest opinion, you know what I'm saying? Hey, hit it or miss it, that's all I'm saying, you know what I'm saying? But right now, we finna do this joint right here, you know what I'm saying? This is called I'm So Fly, because, you know, I do stay fly. All
right, there it is, Nightcrawler.
Hey. I'm going to show y'all who running this. Attention, watch my whole crew bubble. We been here for years, ain't no bitches in my circle. Yeah, I said that, I ain't no motherfucking Urkel. But you can get your ass beat like ceiling from color purple. Right here, we paper chase, so all we know is to accelerate. Monster on the beach, but on streets, I am a heavyweight. Hustle my mentality, so there ain't no falling off. Money at the collar, who the answer but the boss? Get it how you live, that's the foe we live by on these streets. Oh, we turn the crystal to pay and pimp, that's how a nigga eat. Money motivated, niggas gotta get your weight up. If money ain't the top of you, hoes, then shut the fuck up. When money starts calling, I'm running like an emergency. The way I get the paper, you swear I'll pull a robbery. Now when we hit the club, you know it gets so live. Fresh flow, Fred Jacobs and Cobb stay fly.
lyrical renegade, y'all. I'm hot, not to trot, but hot like that stolen merchandise you bought. Blazing in a burn-up trap, like a fresh lit match. Can you smell the sulfur? Huh, wish you were hot like that. Like the cat that dropped a million sacks, serving nothing but badges, burning like that lyrical bullet that's gonna be up in your ass. If you act a fade behind the heat I bring, I know it seems like 200 degree concrete and walking on bare feet. I like nothing but habaneros that are all you can eat. Might have fever cause I'm so hot, none of y'all can touch me. My heat's deadly like Barrymore, words on fire starter. 10 times the amount of heat you get when you're boiling water. Blistering hot like the electric chair when it do what it do. It's not cause my curves, it's cause I'm me and you're you. So fly, I'm hot with a killer swag. Yep, I'm all of the above. So hot, I'm about to fall out like a chick overdose on grill.
My haters touchdown, touchdown.
Too late before it's said and done, the whole world gon' say this nigga great. I used to roll with lanes, but now I'm rolling solo. When it comes to big games, these niggas talking like they Romo. They say they getting fame, but when you ask people, they don't know. Well, if I'm a metrosexual, then you's a fucking homo. Running around, saying you the voice on the streets. You keep speaking for bitch niggas, I'm just speaking for me. Real niggas, they get it done, they ain't asking for no help. The block stays gritty, they get all by themselves. Where the pussy nigga at that left your hoe ass in charge? Yeah, I'm coming, nigga. Tell your hoe call the law. Nightcrawler, sit back and watch me roll this fool. I'm out here getting money, you just keep on doing what bitches do. But keep on running your mouth and I'm expose your ass like Scooby Doo. So what it?
That talk shit back.
Okay.
You playing D, I need to rock. This a mix match. See you down, yeah. Hater going wish back.
Yes,
I got doggy bags, they bring my shit
back.
Money in the gun.
Guns.
Call it stealing cash.
Yes.
Break it down first, then you cut the deal in half.
Yes.
Keep it fresh, dog. Put a tight seal on that.
Yes.
I'm so cool, bitches fill my Miller draft.
Yes.
If you don't see me,
see me,
I'm on my money thing.
Bang.
Getting fast money.
Money.
Call it money train.
Gone.
Get that bug shit.
Huh?
That's what you please do.
Yes.
Get high, get money. That's what we do. Talk money now.
Now.
What you saying, boy?
Boy.
We stand tall around here. Ain't no playing, boy.
Ain't no playing,
nah.
Nigga.
I ain't got no time for waiting.
Nuh-uh.
Money talks well, let's have a conversation.
Yeah,
yeah, I go get it.
Get it.
I ain't on a set.
Set.
If it's money down,
down,
then it's money back.
Check.
Nah. I ain't got no time for waiting. Money talks well, let's have a conversation. I like Ben Frank, keep it 100 with it.
Yes.
Oh, that's Mr. Mac, keep 100 in it.
Yes.
Yeah, this is the street.
Street.
So who running,
who
it?
Running it?
Hit you in your bladder, now you can't stomach
not
it.
At all.
Okay, Mrs. Jacor, I got the juice too.
Yes.
Pass the purple around, call it Fruit Loop.
Yes.
Money over bras,
bras.
That's the truth, boo.
Huh?
You get the money to the bras, that's what you do.
Huh?
Hit the street, yeah, I pick the fine time.
Yes.
Magic in the bag,
bag.
It's not Don Juan. I put time in this rhyming. Your girl's best friend, cause I shine like a diamond.
Yes.
Got hard and soft like Mushu.
Yes.
Birds popping out, we call it cuckoo.
Cuckoo.
Yeah, I'm ballin', no athlete.
Not at all.
I'm in the business suit with a pair of tracks.
Yes.
Talk money now.
Now.
What you saying, boy?
What you saying?
We stand tall around here. Ain't no playing, boy.
No playing,
nah.
Boy.
I ain't got no time for waiting.
Uh-uh.
Money talks well, let's have a conversation.
Yeah,
yeah, I go get it.
Get it.
I ain't on the set.
Set.
If it's money down,
damn,
then it's money back.
Check.
Nah. I ain't got no time for waiting. Money talks, well, let's have a conversation. Yeah, they keep talking like Metro. Pay them no attention when I'm blowing on that ghetto. Hood stars got the block like a movie set, though. My niggas ride no snacks on the petrol. I'm back on my job. I took a vacation. No time for games. Get a PlayStation. A lot of workers out here. Who the man in charge? You say you real, but you looking like you camouflage. Fire these clowns. No manager. Do tricks with it. And then I vanish her. Who is that with me? Angelica. You can't smell me, but you smell her. Get a tree talk. Like it held me. And put a slur in my grammar like Kelsey. Yeah, spit fire something hell does. I need a couple stocks so I had to sell drugs. Talk money now. What you saying, boy? You staying tall around here. Ain't no playing, boy. Nah, I ain't got no time for waiting. Money talks, well, let's have a conversation. Yeah, I go get it. I ain't on it step. If it's money down, then it's money back. Nah, I ain't got no time for waiting. Money talks, well, let's have a conversation.
Yeah, it's Jamie Mack, new Bad Boy in R&B. Shout out to Air It Out Radio, that fire chick, that brown skin heifer. How you doing, sweetie? Ha ha, Wolf Pack in the building. Come and talk to me, how you really want to meet you, girl. Wolf Pack, baby, we out.
Air It Out Radio, it's that chick fire. Make sure y'all check out the website, airitoutradio.net. If you're on the net, hit us up 347-677-1163. That was conversation with my Morley. So if y'all wanted to, you know, find out a little bit more info on him, I think he's on the line, so hopefully we'll get to him. I'm going to play songs in between here and there because, you know, last week I ran over my time. I didn't get a couple of people, so I'm playing them in between the songs. So bear with me, people. Anyway, if you're just tuning in, I got Simon on the line, new entertainment lawyer. He's been around for a while. So if y'all got any questions y'all want me to ask him, text me or whatever, tweet me, and I'll try to ask him as many questions as I can. If you're new to the line, press 1 when you come on if you want to talk. And please be patient, and if you click, you definitely dip, so don't be clicking over and all that stuff. Anyway, when I call your last 4 digits of your phone number, I'm talking to you. Also, I want to apologize to all my Air It Outers because I found out the problem with the MP3, so I definitely want to apologize to y'all. It wasn't on y'all behalf, EQ, and let me see, Black Cancer and a couple other people. So I'm apologizing personally. It's a couple other people too, but I'm just going to say all the Air It Outers so I don't have time to run down the whole list. But anyway, love y'all smooches and all that good stuff. I apologize again. We should be good now. So anyway, here we go. 9810, what's going on, Air It Out Radio?
Yo, what's up?
Yo, what's up? That's how you sound. You're like, yeah, what's up? Who are we talking about?
Yeah, what's up?
Miss Jessica Lee on the line.
Who?
Jessica Lee.
Jessica Lee. I mean, I know that, but you got to act like, you know.
Okay.
You know. Yeah, there you go.
Oh, this your girl, Miss Jessica Lee. What's up, y'all?
There's
that better?
She's like, what's up, y'all? So where you from? Because I don't think I asked you last time. We didn't really get a chance to talk to you like that.
Oh, yeah, because I was acting all shy because I was scared.
Sit down, though. Look at you. You must have been smoking some weed. Now I'm just joking.
No, I've just been drinking a little bit, though.
Well, you know, but, hey.
I'm originally from New Jersey, but now right across the bridge from Philly. I grew up in Pennsauken, New Jersey. You ever heard of it?
Yeah.
Near Camden.
Oh, yeah. You know what? I did ask you that. I do remember. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Jersey girl.
I don't feel bad.
No, I don't feel bad, but now I just don't stay there anymore. I live in Alabama now, so I'm kind of a northern southern girl, I guess, in a way.
Okay. So I got to ask you the topic, you know, and I keep it moving. But anyway, what 3 things would you ask somebody, you know, when you first meet them, short and sweet?
I would ask them, how are you?
Okay.
I probably would ask them how old they are. Like, how old are you? You know, just the basic questions. How are you? How old are you? And what's your name, for real?
Okay.
You gotta know person's name before you can really go to the next level. You know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely.
So,
okay.
But yeah, just the 3 basic questions, for real. But usually I don't be talking a lot
usually I get asked a whole lot of questions because I got to be acting all shy and cute, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, my God. You know guys don't like shy girls, so.
I don't care.
They don't like a shy girl. Damn, I hate a shy girl.
They like this shy girl, so whatever. I'm gonna make a new song. They like this shy girl.
Uh-oh. There you go.
Shy girls are the ones that rock your world.
Yeah, that's true. The freaky ones, yeah. I'm shy
okay.
ones. Okay. So where can everybody reach you at?
I'm on Twitter. I'm on Reverb Nation on Twitter. I'm @ms_JessicaLee. And if you just Google me, you usually can find all my links, like to my Facebook and stuff. Just Google Miss Jessica Lee. But it's not M-I-S-S. It's M-S. Miss Jessica Lee. That's how I do it. Because I figure the word M-I-S-S is miss, like you miss it, but I never miss it, so, you know.
I'm sorry, I got to start taking
it. I put M-S. What?
That's how I do it.
That's how I
like
do it. I like that, okay?
Yeah. Exactly.
You already know where I'm coming from.
I hate to cut you short. You got anything you want to let everybody know? You want to freestyle something?
I'm just getting used to talking. Don't be putting me on the spot like that.
Yeah, right. You know, I got to ask. I thought maybe you were trying to show off tonight. You know, I don't know.
No, you're breaking it.
All right, well, we'll wait for that one. We'll wait for that. As soon as we break you in, yeah, we'll get you in there. So, all right, so what are we playing tonight?
I don't even know because I can't remember what songs I sent to you. Because I sent you mad songs. But did you tell me that one... went through?
Everything went good. Everything's good.
Okay, yeah. Well then, were you still going to play the same?
Yep, you got one on me. I didn't want to play it too soon because you already, like, you was close, so.
Okay, well, I'll let you play that when you feel the need to, and then I just want to play that Stunt Hard one that you was talking about earlier.
Okay. All right, cool. Go ahead and introduce it.
All right, this is the Stunt Hard Girl remix by Miss Jessica Lee. Air it out.
Air it out.
Yeah. I did it all on my own. Turn a chair to a throne. I'm the queen in the crowd. I put my whole city on to some things that they never would have known if I did not. And every night is up from here. If I ever disappear, but surely I'm coming back.
Oh, snap. What the heck happened, Jessica? You know what? I'm going to keep it moving. I'm going to play Ride With Me. Hopefully that goes through.
Bae, look, I'm on my way. We finna hit the interstate. I can't wait when I get to the crib. Hop out and switch sides. Let you drive. I'm going to ride tonight. What you like, what you want, what you need, what it is. Looking so good, got me feeling for a kiss. You ain't got to ask. Let your boy know when you ready to go. When we can hit the road out to eat, movie, and chill at the most. It ain't nothing now. I'm really getting to know. I'm either at the studio or rocking the show. VIP, that's all I really know. Don't be alone when I light up the drove. But if you with me, then you already know the psycho. I could be a tailor like Wiz, but it's FBR. I'm the boss of this.
So baby, let's go. We just gotta fall in love now. Doing
Out Radio. It's that chick fire. Make sure y'all check out the website, airitoutradio.net. If you're on the line, hit me up. If you want to get on the line, excuse me, 347-677-1163. Make sure y'all press 1 to talk. So, check out Jessica. You know, hit her up on Twitter. You know, I just tweeted something, so y'all can definitely hit her up. I'm going to keep going and see what's going on. 3237, what's going on, Air Dot Radio?
It's your boy Fanatic, getting at it.
You know what? You need to start singing a little something, letting everybody know you sing on the line, too.
Alright, well, you want me to do that right now, Fan?
Yeah, kick something.
You got me like rain. 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 'Cause baby, I'm falling for your love. Because I'm falling for your love. But we ain't gonna do all that. We gotta talk something.
Yeah,
I
yeah, yeah. Hold on. Let me go get a washcloth. Let me get a washcloth. No, I'm just kidding. Okay. See, that's what I'm saying. You gotta promote yourself like that so everybody can, you know, because we don't get too many guys singers on the line. So that's a good
yeah,
thing.
I do that. Man, you know, I can hit him from all angles of this music shit.
Yeah. So what's been going on, real quick, short and sweet?
I mean, me and my team, we is, you know, moving a little too fast for the industry. I mean, that we fuck with Jeffrey Collins from Universal, so we doing big things. That's what I was trying to tell you that a little earlier, but you know, we had to check the line, so you know.
Yeah.
So congratulations to us, Coach and Boy. Shout out to my brothers, man.
Yeah, that's good. That's a good look. So, I asked everybody the topic. I don't know if you was listening or whatever. What's the three things that, you know, when you meet a chick or whatever, what's one of them things you would ask her?
All right, well, we club all the time, so if I'm at a club,
mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah.
a little shorty dig my swag. She'll come up on me trying to dance, and I'd be like, "You can't handle this anyway." You hear me? The question is, you hear me? And
okay.
The next question is, after she talk her little shit, I'm like, "What's your name anyway?" That's the second question. The third question is, "Can I call you?" Of course, she's gonna say yeah.
How you know she gonna say yeah?
Because I ain't never heard no.
Really? Wow.
You know what I mean? Okay. I had to delete some shit in my phone book to fill up fast, man.
Wow. Shit, I've been told no before, so I'm shocked that you've never been told no before.
I mean, it's just the environment I be at. They probably because they be drunk or whatever. I don't know what the case may be.
Really?
I might be lucky.
Okay. Well, that's a good look. So tell everybody where they can reach you at.
It's myurl.com/CultureBoys, CulturBoyz.
Okay.
That's it. Like, everything all up in that joint.
All right, what song we getting into tonight?
Can you play a whole lot of money? Because that's what we on the road to. You dig me in, you can tell I'm a little happy.
Yeah.
Man, we on the road to a whole lot of money, so you can bang that for them. Hear that out for them.
All right, there it is. Culture Boys, baby.
Block. It was good, nigga.
Braziano.
Welcome home, my nigga.
I got a whole lot of money.
Nigga, back on the brick. You know we getting straight to the money, nigga.
Let's get it.
I got a whole lot of money.
Right down, whole lot of money, 150s and 20s. The grind don't stop, nigga. I'm on top. Come through uptown, Dell on the block. With some hustlers and killers, get that money, don't stop. Ain't no time to play games when a nigga on the clock. And that's the time is money, little nigga. Tick tock, get an engine full of oil, so that bitch will never lock. Empire made of steel, so that shit will never drop. I grew up in the slums, bitch, you copied me, it's swing your rock. Old heads with it, so we skip it. Feel good to be on top, little glistening in the watch. Never slipping, keep it moving, independent like them cats. This money shit is easy, sipping the cool butterscotch. I feel this money shit is easy, sipping the cool butterscotch.
I got a whole lot of money.
Crocodile Dundee. So I'm in my role like all A's and 1B. I say my team's eating, my niggas go hungry. Have a crunch or something, I need it in the hour. If it pass an hour, we crack like sunflower. Please, please, no music, get loud. Speaking of seeds, my money's moving like a flower. I'm thinking about slapping a hoe, where's my power? See, my cash is facing like big sunflower. A lot of money brings power. So ain't no mouth parading, you get wet, no shower.
I got a whole lot.
Y'all already know what it is. Your boy Shank, a.k.a. Mr. President, a.k.a. the Messiah. You're now rocking with the number one internet radio station across the country, Air It Out Radio, That Chick Fire. They already know what it is, man. If it's a problem, we airing them out just like that. Rack.
Air It Out Radio is That Chick Fire. Make sure y'all check out the website, airitoutradio.net. If you're on the net, you want to tune in and talk to me, 347-677-1163. Gonna hit the lines up some more. 7435. What's going on? Air it out. You there? Hello?
Hello?
What's going on?
It's Nitty, baby. I mean,
Nitty.
AKA Nitty the Great. I mean, every K. AKA everything named, bitch. I'm a big dog. Call me Clifford.
You called yourself something else before. I forgot what it was. It was maybe something.
Just so many, man.
It's all good. It's all good.
What's good with you? I mean, I missed last joint. Yo, I wanted to say, you know, I'm about to start some controversy. But, yo, shout out to Rod Dickens. I mean, I ain't even know that bitch was alive. That's where
stop it. Ooh.
No, my nigga, I ain't know she was alive. I mean, I'm talking about as a person. Like, not her hip-hop career. That shit dead, but other than that,
why you
like,
say that? Did you hear something about her being
dead? See, I ain't heard nothing from her after the old busting.
Well,
thing.
I mean, she be doing stuff overseas, like, you know, that's where money
epic.
Is. Epic,
shout out to her, you know, I just.
Yeah, he was like,
I was like, Rodriguez, I was like, Rodriguez.
You was like, who that?
I had to Google her for a minute.
Wow, respect.
Yo, look, this is the question I wanted to ask you, right?
Uh-oh.
When you had Raz B on there, who did he have to fuck to get on Aaron Alria?
What do you mean? Oh. Wait a minute. First of all, it's only one person to fuck on Air It Out Radio, so you know that didn't happen. But anyway, I mean, some of his people contacted me. You so funny. His people contacted me and asked me, could he be on? And I was like, sure, why not? You know, why not?
Okay.
I like a little controversy here and there. Yeah.
That was the question I always wanted to ask, man.
You funny.
Nigga had to get fucked to get a single out, so I mean, I was just asking.
Well,
but,
but anyway, let me ask you the topic of the day. What three things would you ask a chick when, you know, I know you all committed and stuff.
But first of all, I'd probably tell only two. I'd be like, it's Nitty Bitch. And then after that,
I asked you what you would tell her. I said, what would you ask her?
They asked me. I don't ask them nothing. They asked me.
Oh.
Like, Nitty Bitch. That'd be like, you extra pretty. I'm the man in my city, and you extra pretty. Put us together, they call us Pretty Nitty. Man, you know.
Oh, my God.
Yo, shout out to my big bro.
You ain't
going
to ask the chick nothing about her? Like, how you doing? Like, where you from? Nothing.
No, I don't care about her.
Oh, damn.
I got a wife. Hey, man.
Oh, okay.
All right, look. Video shoot in 2 weeks, Living Life Fast, featuring my big bro, Dr. Joker. I mean, that shit will be epic. 15th Street, that's where it's taking place, 15 and ours. I mean, anybody's welcome to come through, come show your boy love. Me and Dot, we really talking business, and I mean, I got a little 50-50 venture with his Check Rock apparel. We about to take that to the next level. We'll look out for that Double That Check Rock shirt.
Okay.
Hey, if you niggas need a video, my man Nice, my man O, look him up on my Facebook page. I think his name Louise or whatever. Get you HD video for $250. My man, it's an epic. That's his price. That's where they started at.
Okay. That's a good look. $250, that ain't too bad. So,
how you doing, man?
I'm good, man. I'm good. Like, fucking Blog Talk and the emails and shit has been going, driving me nuts. But,
I must ask you how you doing. I must shout out my wife, too, my wonderful wife. I mean, she, Wednesday, she just went in labor and had my second daughter. So, we grind. I'm hungrier than ever.
Wow. Two kids. And a pear
tree. Look. I was telling you, me and Dad got this joint about to come out called Philly Wave. Like, me and the nigga, me and my big bro, we got our own slang and shit.
Right.
I mean, I'm about to break y'all, put y'all up on it.
Uh-oh.
I mean, double that.
See,
I was experiencing that.
That's what you need to do in your reality thing.
Yeah. We already doing that. Double that. That was my shit. Know what I mean? I seen you trying to give other people credit for.
What? My man?
Yo, you slick, too. When my nigga, when Dot said, yo, Nitty got controversy, he was like, oh, he ain't tell me about that. I'm about to break that down. But, what happened was the little producer bull did two of my songs. Got a little jealous or whatever. I mean, I guess. You know that I'm taking off, and I mean I'm almost on the same level that they is, and that's what it is. But frenemies, you know how that go. Only weak people, know what I mean, because you know I got love for everybody, so
yeah,
I'm
what
big
it is.
Dog. They please, I'm
good. You always gonna get them, so you know it is what it is. But
I mean,
I'm
anything,
telling,
you know, they should be bowing
that,
in my presence, man. I mean, this shit.
Yeah,
you
right. Know? Tell them, yeah, it's you got your it's my URL yet. Yeah.
I finally started one. I was just about to say that. I finally started my URL. Thanks, Fashion Nitty.
Okay.
Everything's there. You know. I put the guns in my head and say, yo, okay. We finally started it. Video shoot, Living Life Fast. That's the song I want to get into. Living Life Fast is epic. You know, me and Big Bro, Dr. Joker, we dropping epic shit like Elephants. I mean, we grinding. That nigga trying to do like 7 mixtapes. I also got a shirt coming out called Nitty for Autism. You know what I mean? Because that's the joint I'm doing nonprofit for that.
Mm.
And, you know.
Okay.
And then, you know, my nigga got the joint Check Rock for Down Syndrome. So, you know what I mean? So we giving back to the community right now. Still moving, though.
All right. Well, what are we getting into tonight?
Living Life Fast, because that's the video we about to shoot. About to be crazy. I did the treatment. Anybody that need their treatments right, holler at your boy, you know what I mean?
You so mean. All right. Nitty, living in a fast life.
Pace, you're a fool for this one.
Living life fast, every day is your last. Can't worry about the past when you chasing the cash. Living life fast, every day is your last. Can't worry about the past when you chasing the cash. My life so fast, start the grind when I was 9. Had to make the cake, had to get the shine. The stress on my mind made it difficult at times. Put down the work, then I picked up the rhyme. Magic ever since, now my dollars make sense. Thank the Lord for the game, every day I repent. Lambo truck, a brand new Bent. Fresh to death from soda brim. Brand new Glock, the butter Tim's. Damn that nigga, I am him. Damn that crew, we are them. In life, it's sink or swim. Got a child to provide for, a child that I ride for. So don't think for 1 second that he won't die for. My angel, I thank God for. I was flipping pots for way before I knew her. Living life fast, every day is your last. Can't worry about the past when you chasing the cash. Living life fast, every day is your last. Can't worry about the past when you chasing the cash. Living life fast, every day is your last. Can't worry about the past when you chasing the cash. Living life fast, every day is your last. Can't worry about the past when you chasing the cash.
They say I shouldn't hold the gun, but my man lost his mom to a hit and run. I can't replace one, but we can share one. So when I look at you, I see my mom's son. My nigga, the one I would ride for, the one I would die for, the one that I cried for. To the youth, yeah, we gotta strive more, try to survive more. So we can be what they said you wouldn't do, what they said you couldn't. Be a doctor, not a hustler. Be real, not a buster. You can marry her, you ain't got a luster. I speak as a father even though I never had one. Speak as a good son even though I never was one. Nitty baby, now look at the outcome. Nitty baby, now look at the outcome. Living life fast, every day is your last. Can't worry about the past when you chasing the cash. Living life fast, every day is your last. Can't worry about the past when you chasing the cash. Living life fast, every day is your last. Can't worry about the past when you chasing the cash. Living life fast, every day is your last. Can't worry about the past when you chasing the cash. Living life fast, every day is your last. Can't worry about the past when you chasing the cash. Living life fast, every day is your last. Can't worry about the past when you chasing the cash.
Addicted to the fast life, cruising through the fast lane. Shorty said he loved me, but down on my last name. I don't understand how they tell me that they loving it. Cause on some real talk, shorty, you don't know my government. Was drunk last night, fuck around, then I crashed the whip. Had to go to the dealership and grab another whip. Grab the black markers, put on the window, call it palatine. These niggas is nosy, they wanna know who the hell I'm with. They wanna know if I'm with Turk or I'm with L. And all they need to know is I got bars like a gel shell. And I'm lifting weight, that mean this shit is getting swell. And I'm spitting crack, that mean you can throw it on a scale. Fuck it, that's in my whole fucking last year. I lost two of my niggas up in the last year. Not to mention I lost my little cousin this year. No matter how much they swing, it ain't no glass here. I won't break, no I won't shatter. No back and forth, nigga, it's no chatter. If you wanted a problem, nigga, it don't matter. I'm shitting on these niggas, motherfucker, part in my bladder.
Living life fast, every day is your last. Can't worry about the past when you chasing the cash. Living life fast, every day is your last. Can't worry about the past when you chasing the cash. Living life fast, every day is your last. Can't worry about the past when you chasing the cash. Living life fast, every day is your last. Can't worry about the past when you chasing the cash.
Dominicano, Machete King, LK all day, ADR to all my brothers and sisters all around the world. It's for everybody who's been in the struggle. I'm the menace of sobriety, and sobriety hurts. So let me tell you about some other shit that I've been through. Crime don't pay for me, but I'm forced to fuck with it. Most jobs don't pay enough to eat. They don't pay enough for the electric and the heat. Circumstances got me where I don't wanna be. Crime don't pay for me, but I'm forced to fuck with it. Most jobs don't pay enough to eat. They don't pay enough for the electric and the heat. Circumstances got me where I don't wanna be. Just like savages when you stick us in cages. Shackle us only after you stripping us naked. Abuse authority, treat us like shit to enrage us. Programs lead to parole, that's how you seek to enslave us. Then wonder why it is that so many of us come back. See where I'm from, most of us are under attack from birth, especially men who are Latin or black. Once you're in the system, it's hard to readjust and adapt. Cause the slightest infraction is putting you back on a bus. Back in them cuffs with the overseer searching the crack of your butt. That's why I'd rather die than start a new bid, to be watching for who's plotting to attack the new kid, or ducking the agitation brought on by you pigs, or from my women scared to visit cause they having new kids.
is rehabilitation's a joke. We trying to make our minimum by steering clear of the staff, cause they're the real criminals.
Crime don't pay for me, but I'm forced to fuck with it. Most jobs don't pay enough to eat. They don't pay enough for the electric and the heat. Circumstances got me where I don't wanna be. Crime don't pay for me, but I'm forced to fuck with it. Most jobs don't pay enough to eat. They don't pay enough for the electric and the heat. Circumstances got me where I don't wanna be.
How many people making $500 a week? How many spent twice that on bills and food to eat? My whole life is boiled down to music. I feel like no matter what I do, I'm never moving. Right now, I'm the stop sign in the way. Can't afford to drink, can't afford my ganja break. My girl getting stressed cause I'm not getting checks, I swear. I used to think I was only here for the sex. I feel like she be getting annoyed, like she be happier if I were gainfully employed. Ain't seen my kids in 2 years and that sucks. Cut they mom off my hustle, now she got them in the duck. Got the court sticking me up when I'm broke as shit. But I won't stay that way for long cause I love my kids. And I do all I can to be a stronger man, hoping God forgives me. I'm a single when I hold in hand.
Crime don't pay for me, but I'm forced to fuck with it. Most jobs don't pay enough to eat. They don't pay enough for the electric and the heat. Circumstances got me where I don't wanna be. Crime don't pay for me, but I'm forced to fuck with it. Most jobs don't pay enough to eat. They don't pay enough for the electric and the heat. Circumstances got me where I don't wanna be.
I sit back inhaling weed smoke after plotting death. Fools are rapped about so much that there's barely nothing left. That's why my style is so raw, why it's so fresh. I spit hard shit to be recited by the deaf, cause you ain't even gotta hear it. The feel that it's real, I rhyme about shit that gets everyone to appeal. I'm not all about busting guns and drug deals. I rhyme for sisters that got pregnant taking the pill, for them brothers that work hard, try to pay bills, for them cats that fall right will make blood spill. I got what squashes beef and makes niggas chill. I ask the father, please don't let somebody get killed for stepping out of line and trying to be my rival. Like I won't snap out and slap a clown with a Bible. Fuck you, your honor. You need to stop hating, cause I'm not going back. There's no debating.
Crime don't pay for me, but I'm forced to fuck with it. Most jobs don't pay enough to eat. They don't pay enough for the electric and the heat. Circumstances got me where I don't wanna be. Crime don't pay for me, but I'm forced to fuck with it. Most jobs don't pay enough to eat. They don't pay enough for the electric and the heat.
Now tune to Air It Out Radio. Make sure your motherfuckers log on to www.airitoutradio.net. Shout out to that fire chick, a.k.a. the brown skin heifer. You already know this, Benji Jones, chairman and CEO of Wolfpack Music Group. Fuck with us or fuck out of here. On that note, I'm signing off as the A&R West Philly. God bless America.
Shout out to Benji. He's so silly. Anyway, if y'all want to send me some drops, y'all can do that. Send it to itsairitoutradio@gmail.com. So.com. MP3, no links. No links at all. Please. This, I'm going to email you back and say, nope, no links. But anyway, hit the lines up a little bit more. Shout out to Machete King. That was him, in case y'all wanted to know who that was that I just played. 9912, Air Dot Radio, what's going on? I'm going to hurt you. Hold on, where my Air It Out thing at? 9912. Hold on, I got something for his ass. Where is it at? He's trying to be funny. Oh, okay. Maybe I can't find it right now. But wait a minute. Hold on. Got you there. I'm gonna punch him. 9912. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, what the hell? I'm gonna punch you. You really was sleeping, I'm going to punch you.
Who, me? No.
You heard the wake up and you still didn't say nothing.
There ain't nothing.
You hear this, Nitty? You hear this? Punch your boy, punch your boy. Double that. So anyway, what's going on?
Nothing, chilling.
Nothing, chilling.
No, okay, all right. You know what?
Mm-hmm.
What's
good,
though?
Get it together.
What's good? Wake up.
You need to wake up. You heard.
Wake up.
Anyway, we're going to keep it moving. What's the three things that, the three questions you would ask a chick if you, you know, you was on a prowl or whatever, club, you know, whatever?
I said, I guess, what's your name?
I mean, I know that. Come on, I mean, I want to hear
you got any kids? And don't
yeah,
wake me up in
go.
The morning.
Got any kids? And what was the other one?
Don't wake me up in the morning.
That is not a question.
Oh, your house or mine?
Your house or mine. I like that one. Okay. That's it?
I don't know.
One more.
One more?
Yeah.
You got any kids?
You got any kids? I know, that's a good question. You got any kids? That's one of the first questions. I mean, how many kids you got, nigga? For real. Yeah, I got to know that. Got to know that. Yeah. So,
I know. Just wave.
I know Nitty was, you know, letting us know a little bit about some things. What else can you add to that?
Just got a lot of mixtapes dropping. A lot of mixtapes dropping, especially, you know, got the Joe and me and Nitty about to drop song. Really don't got no official date for that one. Got Higher Learning dropping on 420. Snatchies 1.7, that's dropping this Friday. And, you know, May and April won't be a real busy month for me because, you know, I got a lot of different shows coming up, but also got a lot of video shoots coming up. So just keep your eyes out for me, you know. That's about it.
Okay. So you want to give them your – you got an It's My URL yet? Oh, please tell me you do.
So if y'all want to contact me, y'all can contact me at www.twitter.com. /Dr. Joker, DrJoker.
Okay.
You know, we can go from there.
Go from there. And I'll be tweeting anyway, in case y'all. I'll be tweeting it, y'all, so y'all can, you know, hit me up on Twitter or it'll go to my Facebook anyway, so either way. So, what we getting into tonight?
I don't know what everything I had sent you, but you got cheer?
Cheer?
Yeah, so you ain't got
cheer.
That?
Cheer, no.
What's the only
spaceship? Oh, yeah, cheer. Yeah, I do. Okay. I thought you said cheer. I'm like, what the hell?
You
okay.
Quick to say no. So you know what? Because
you
know,
I thought you
at?
Said
push,
cheer. I'm like,
no, push
cheer.
That button for yourself. Wake up.
I'm up, baby. Let's go. We're going to introduce it real quick.
Oh, well, you know, this is a quick song we did real fast with the boys from Future Entertainment. It's joint produced by Funk Chow from Malade. So, you know, it's me and my man Bree called Chia. You know, last verse is all off the top. So y'all know how I do. Check rock.
Okay, there it is.
Yeah, you know. Yeah. Future Entertainment. Bree. Dr. Joe.
On another speed with the flow, I switch up the flow like NASCAR, switching lanes with the clutch, chip and go. I'm a vet with the flow, and you just send me pro. My Benjamin's like Andre, eating like every entree on my tray. Hungry like coming down from smoking purple San Jose, plucked from a fresh harvest. Study working on my craft like a true artist. Why you niggas pick a beat, hit the booth, and straight sound retarded. The competition not before I was, but it sound like they just getting started. Certified West Side, check the city, ride with me. Word more shots, letting off than the night. You niggas try to bow 50, crabs in the barrel. They hating it to zero. Niggas spreading rumors like chicken heads in the salon, busting it up on a cell phone. They say success. When preparation meets opportunity, and I'm way prepared. Niggas claim the king and mayor. Blowing hot air, wave them off like match. Get the fuck out of here.
I'm looking into their eyes and I'm saying, what's the truth?
Yeah.
Airdotradio.net. Hit us up 347-677-1163. I'm gonna hit the lines up a little bit more. See what's going on. 2410. What's going on?
Yo, what's going on, Fire?
What's going on? Who we talking to?
What you wanna call me, Ricardo or Jay?
I could call you that, but you could, you know, say whatever on the line.
Yeah. This is the boy Jay right here.
Okay.
What's going on, Fi?
I don't know. Little radio thing.
Yeah, I can dig it.
So I know you've been listening.
Sleep.
I know you've been listening to the show somewhat as you've fallen asleep or whatever, but what's the three things you ask a female whenever you hit up with a link up with her at a club or whatever?
Damn. Three things I ask?
Yeah, like three important things you might ask a chick.
Now, first, I walk up a lot. You know, I'm a gentleman at the same time. So, I always ask, can I have a minute? Now, I mean, then I may ask them how many kids they have. And third, and most, no, let me retract that. I'm like, you know, can I have a minute? And I ask them, they have a dude. They're like, no. Then I'm like, oh, you got a girl? You know, I got to make sure and find out they got a girl because, you know, it's 2011. Like,
oh, yeah, right.
Chicks that, like, they don't like dick no more. Like, I don't understand it. You feel me?
Okay.
Well, rat, that should be blowing my shit.
It's not
that
they don't like dick. It's just they don't like the way y'all treat us. Maybe that's what it is. How about that?
I hate butches. They get on my, they the worst. I hate butches.
Okay.
They get on my nerves. They the worst.
What's the other question?
Huh?
What's your other question?
Oh, what's up? What you doing later on?
What's up? What you doing later on?
Yeah, gotta ask, like, you know? Especially when I'm on, so try to get a pop ASAP.
Okay. So, go
they
ahead.
They got me sounding all bad, you feel me?
Why? Well, you gotta line it up. So, come on, get it together. Tell them your info where they can reach you at.
It's my URL, it's / lyricsitgo, spell it LERICS, the number 2, go, and all my information will be right there.
Okay. Okay. You said you on Twitter too, right?
Yeah, that's on my URL, it's on my URL, everything is on there. Follow me at Twitter at lyricsitgo. Like I said, LERICS, the number 2, go.
Okay. Right, cool. So I'll try to put that up on the Twitter so they can follow you or whatever. Tell them about your show.
Oh, yeah. y'all gotta go to my YouTube channel, check it out. Big ups to Black Cancer. He showed me mad love. Definitely gave me some great lyrics on my YouTube channel. You know, I wanna link up with all artists out here in this tri-state area. Like, get at me on Facebook, Twitter. You know, check out the video footage on YouTube. I got a showcase coming soon, right out here in Camden. I got the date set. It's going to be on April 3rd, 2 days after my birthday. Yeah, I'm a fool, baby. I'm not acting fool, but, you know, I'm trying to get it in right now. Like, I need y'all. You know, I want y'all to get at me. You know what I mean? Big ups to all the artists that I've heard so far, and big up to the artists that I'm going to continue to listen to throughout the rest of the night.
Okay, cool. That's what's up. And we're going to get the music and everything situated for next week, so, you know. That's cool.
Yeah, man, I don't know what's going on with your Gmail file.
No, sweetheart. This is your fault. All the other stuff was, like, my problem, but this is on your end because you sent it to the wrong email.
I sent it on Valentine's Day.
Mm-mm.
And it's now my own.
You said you sent it to Air It Out Radio, and that's not it. It's Air It
Out. What is it?
It's ITS. See, look, he don't even really know. See, I told you it was your fault. Like, I apologize if it's my fault. I'm like, all right, fuck it, I fucked up. But
no, man, you know, I'm still learning this whole internet thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so
cool.
you gotta be real kindergarten with it. You feel me?
Nah,
when it comes
cool.
to me.
Look, we all learning somewhere or another. Like, you know, we all trying to educate ourselves or whatever. So it's cool. Like, you know, you keep it moving. You just send it in next week. We get to go.
Right, yeah, absolutely.
Right.
But like I said, you know, so I know you got other people to get to. Like I said, it's my URL /lyrics2go, lyrics2go, LERICS, 2go. Check that out. All my links is on there. And get at me. Big ups to fire.
Thank you, babe. All right.
Peace.
Okay. Air It Out Radio 4986. What's going on?
Yo, what's good with you, Fire? It's Machete King in the building.
What's going on? I just played one of your songs.
Yeah, man, I'm listening. Thank you so much for the love. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I've just been listening to the station like all night. You definitely doing your thing. Man, what's good with you?
Well, you know, chilling.
That's your problem.
So, I mean, you had one on me for last week because you was on hold at the end of the show. So, you got one on this week, too, so, because you're calling in. We're going to keep it moving, though. What's the three things that, you know, you would ask a chick whenever you first meet at a club or whatever?
Well, I ain't too big on the club scene no more. I mean, long story short, I just peaked the vibe and I asked little simple questions like, what's good? Are you thinking what I'm thinking? That's one question I ask. And then I just go from there. I don't really got any like set questions I ask. I just play it by ear.
Oh, okay. Yes. One question.
So
far,
so good.
Right?
So far, so good.
You said so far, so good. Where can they reach you at?
I'm everywhere. At Machete King on Twitter, all one word, Facebook.com, you know, all that. I'm everywhere. My main spot is ReverbNation.com/Machete King, or you can just Google Machete King Sobriety Hurts. You know, that's the name of the first album. It was all about legalizing weed and my struggle, you know, reasons why I smoke and what have you.
Okay. Yeah, I try hitting you up on Twitter like a couple of minutes ago and then go through. But anyway, hit me up on Twitter so that way I can.
Yeah, definitely. I've been, as soon as you played the drum, I was geeking over there. I'm like, oh, that's love right there. And I shouted a tweet, and I don't know what Twitter's doing these days, man. They bugging out a bit. But yeah, man, everything is everything.
It's cool. So, what song we getting into tonight? Because I know you on now, so.
Well, shit, man, I'm feeling a little special tonight. Let me get that joint out. If you want to smoke, featuring my man Reese Raw Banger, man. Fast shout to him, man. Have not been the building all crazy. Machete King music. I produced it. I sang on it. I did the mix down and everything. So, you know, It's All Love. That's off the new album. It's coming out 4/20/2011. Sobriety Still Hurts. You know, I ain't done yet.
All right. You know? Machete King, yeah. Baby.
Sobriety still hurts. Taking out some time for him.
This small thing I see, kid.
If you wanna smoke, then smoke all night. Smoke till you get high like a guy. If you wanna drink, then drink all night. Drink till you get drunk, or we gon' fight. Smoke till you get high, then get a little higher. You know I'm high with this smoke, get on fire.
You wanna smoke, then do what you do. Cause haters are mad, they wanna do it too. But they let you fall, please be true. It's a good night, so try to be cool. My girl is tripping and I am too. We'll be good tomorrow, but tonight we're through. So I choose you to be who I'm with. The both of you girls are truly my twist. Mary and Jane, I put you together. You'll make me feel good, then make me feel better. I am so high, yes indeed. Ever so roasted, God bless me. And God bless my mama, but don't let her know that I get higher. Please don't tell my P.O. that I be cheap and heavy. Better yet, look, I do give a fuck. Just follow the hook.
If you wanna smoke, then smoke all night. Smoke till you get high like a cat. If you wanna drink, then drink all night. Drink till you're drunk, but please don't fight. Smoke till you get high, then get a little higher.
First things first, shout out to the weed ball. Tree on deck and an hour, I'ma need more. Gotta be the sticky, I'm blowing like Ricky. Water, top tree, blow by the quarter. Sipping on Bacardi, and I store like water. I'll be at the bar, clock on your daughter. I fly it up on her like, mind what you drinking. Drink for your home, little buddy, what you thinking? It's a live space, backseat of the Lincoln. I'm trying to ride out, when you trying to slide out. Blow trees, sit on the drink, and blow your mind out. Product of the ghetto, throw me in the baggie. I'm so dope, all the bitches got had me. Throw me in the dungeon, backwood, rap me. Throw me up first, wouldn't even drive past me. Drinks on me, you ain't even got ask me.
If you wanna smoke, then smoke all night. Smoke till you get high like a guy. If you wanna drink, then drink all night. Drink till you're drunk, but please don't fight. Smoke till you get high, then get a little higher. You know I'm high with this smoke, getting fire. If you wanna smoke, then smoke all night. Smoke till you get high like a kite. If you wanna drink, then drink all night. Drink till you're drunk, but please don't fight. Smoke till you get high, then get a little higher. You know I'm high with this smoke.
I'm so hard, I'm so gutter, I'm so about to fuck your baby mother. They say I'm a pimp trying to fight my nature. My smile and a wink make you want me to date you. But the truth is I'm in love with marijuana. Marry her to keep me from getting in the drama. Cause my swag has the ladies loving everything about me. But my swag make a hater mad, I'm shitting while he doubt me. I'm so high, I'm so roasted. Most of my women love me better when I'm smoking. So I stay taking out time for him. Get the cloud surface, walk about 9 or 10. Fat blunts to keep me chilling more than a little bit. Forget about fighting in the club like an idiot. I'ma spark a dub and fall in love with this pretty chick. Cause she been dancing on me all night, something serious.
If you wanna smoke, then smoke all night. Smoke till you get high like a kite. If you wanna drink, then drink all night. Drink till you're drunk, but please don't fight. Smoke till you get high, then get a little higher. You know I'm hot with this smoke, then it's fire. If you wanna smoke, then smoke all night. Smoke till you get high like a guy. If you wanna drink, then drink all night. Drink till you're drunk, but please don't fight. Smoke till you get high, then get a little higher. You know I'm hot with this smoke, then it's fire.
What's up, y'all? It's your girl, Candace Green, and you're listening to the best radio show ever, Air It Out Radio.
Airdot Radio is that chick fire. Make sure y'all check out the website, airdotradio.net. Hit us up 347-677-1163. Press 1 if you want to talk. If you click, you definitely dip. So you already know. Go ahead, the lines up a little bit more. See what's going on. See who's on here. 8832.
What it is, baby? This is Jay Rose. What's happening?
What's going on?
Man, that much is my official first time in here. I see. Like, last time
I
got like,
huh?
Yeah. Man, what's up? What's up with you, man?
Ain't nothing. You know, I'm chilling. So.
I see you doing your thing.
Yeah, I'm trying, man. I'm trying. So, let everybody know where you from because you got the little accent going on.
Oh, yeah, nah. I'm from down south of GA all day, baby. Atlanta, Georgia. We getting it in.
Okay.
So, yeah, shout out to Philly, though. Yeah. Well, man, I wish I had some. I was trying to get some music for you before.
Oh, no. And you got a song I'm supposed to play, too. So I'm like,
I was trying to get the final mix for you, but, you know, project moving a little slow. So I'm going to definitely have it for you next time, though.
Okay. Well, you know, you got it whenever you get it together. But anyway, I'm going to ask you the topic. What's the three questions you would ask a chick if you, you know, you see something you like, you know, a little honey?
Let me see. I don't really do that too much approaching.
Y'all,
but,
it's frontin'.
It is what it is.
Approaching.
But, man, it's a, like, really, like old dude said earlier, like, my main thing I'm worried about is if you got kids, honestly.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to have to know that up front before we you know, man, depends, we might not be able to get it popping depending on your answer. Just be straight up.
Right. Yeah, kids is definitely a good question.
Yeah.
What else?
But,
like, what else? I know you wouldn't get tongue tied on her.
Oh no. I'm gonna do something little for you, you know, since I ain't had no song for you.
Okay.
Want me doing that?
Really? Yeah, why not?
All right.
I'm looking for my air it out drop for you, but
yeah, go ahead.
He said, "Yeah, go ahead." He like, "Yeah, buy me more time, bitch." I'm like, I'm trying to buy more damn time for myself. Shit. Okay.
Alright. When you see me in the videos, babe, do I make your body go crazy? Oh, when you catch me in the magazines, baby, do you rip me out and save my page? If my voice comes through your speakers and your legs suddenly get weaker, it's just for you. I'm hoping it's gonna get you through. There you go.
Yo, who the hell was that? That wasn't you.
Yeah,
I put it back to
the song. You talking about the song? No, the song was trash.
No, I'm talking about the person I was singing. That was you for real?
Yeah, that's me, baby.
What? Yo, I'm saying because your voice is so deep. I'm like, yo, get a person.
Yeah, people say that. I be tricking them.
Damn. Get out of here. Okay.
You need me to do something personal, but so you know. You need me to do
something. Yeah, I'm a highly, like, I gotta see that personally. I need more people. But, you know, because it sounded like you was like somebody just snatched the phone from you and shit and started singing. Like, wait a minute. Who the hell is this?
It's all me, baby.
Wow, okay, that's what's up. Where can they reach you at?
You know, I got the Twitter, ILJRose. Pretty much anywhere else you can catch me on the same name, ILJRose, JROSAY. Reverb Nation, all that. I'm on everything. YouTube, it doesn't matter. Just holler at me. Anybody can get at me, it doesn't matter. For collabs, all that.
Okay. Yeah, you definitely got to get that music in. Cause now I'm definitely curious to find out what you got going on there.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to have something for you. I'm going to try to get it to you tomorrow, actually, so just hang in there for me, baby.
Okay. All right, cool. All right, well, definitely appreciated you calling in, babe. You know, whenever you get that music in. Got you.
All right, I got you.
All right.
boy.
Okay, Air It Out Radio. I'm gonna hit this on this blog number because I don't know if this is my guest or not. Air It Out Radio, calling from a blog number.
Hello.
Oh, it is. See, look, I'm glad I picked it up. How are you, Simon?
You can tell me from a hello. You know my voice from a hello, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm, definitely.
Very sweet. I'm doing fine. How are you?
I'm good. I was a little worried. I was like, oh, my God, he's not going to come.
I was on hold for a little bit. I was all the callers calling in, so it was very nice.
Okay. So what's going on with you, Mr. Entertainment Lawyer? Like, first, let everybody know exactly how long you've been in the game and where you're located at and your name and all that stuff. I don't know.
Right, so my name is Simon Rosen, and I've been a lawyer, a music lawyer for 28 years, a long time, based in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, the city of brotherly love,
right.
And doing it out here for a while. Gosh, I remember when in the early 80s, I didn't know how long rap would last. And how hip hop would last, and a lot of it blew up out of Philly. Mm-hmm. A lot of the artists, a lot of the producers, a lot of the styles. You had, for example, Digable, of course, the Roots, but you know, Digable Planets blew up out of here. Erykah Badu blew up out of here. Rough House Records
right. Blew
up out of Philly. So, although I'm looking outside and it's snowing out, and I was in L.A. last week for the Grammys, and it was warm and sunny. I guess these are the dues we pay. You know, if you want to be in Philly, you got to roll with the snow and the ice and the sleet.
You know,
and hope that spring comes soon.
Oh, no, right? So who exactly have you worked with so far? Like, who was one of your clients so far?
Well, you were one of my clients, weren't you, back in the day when you were spitting pretty nicely, right?
No.
I represented a lot of folks. And, you know, in the business, it's it's a team effort. So, you know, you have artists. I guess, for example, maybe about 12 years ago, I worked with Terrence Dean, who's known as TD, and his family is part of Rough Riders, the Rough Riders label, the Rough Riders brand, you know, that they built up through DMX and Eve. And they signed a group out of, Rough Riders signed a group out of Philly, called Larceny. You may remember Larceny. And Larceny was comprised of a guy named Akbar, Rodney St. Jacques, and a guy named Sean Lasseter, named Shiz, and a guy named Barry Reese, who's also known as Cassidy.
Okay.
So as often happens, you know, they get signed to a label, and as often happens, unfortunately, you know, an album never came out on Larceny. There was an album recorded, an album cut, but, you know, there's politicking between the major, the label, Rough Riders, and the major. Rough Riders bounced around. They had distribution at one time through Def Jam and then through Universal. So, you know, getting that budget for that album was a tough call, and it's something that never actually materialized. But they did release a couple of singles. They did write and do some co-writes with Eve. They dealt with Troy Carter, Little Troy, who now manages Lady Gaga. Troy was Eve's manager back in the day. And they did some tracks for Eve. And they did Ride or Die Boys on Ride or Die Volume 1.
Mm-hmm.
And then really no budget. And that happens not, you know, that's not unusual.
So what?
For artists when they get signed, you know. So then Swizz Beatz, you know, and Cassidy bonded. Swizz formed a label called Full Surface.
Mm-hmm.
He had another artist named Young One on there, and I worked with the producer out of Philly who did Young One's big hit, which was taken from Drumline, the film. And but anyhow, you know, then Swizz took it to Clive Davis, the man, you know, and that was J Records, Sony BMG. And even then, the Nod, even with Swizz's power, the Nod wasn't there to put out Cassidy's album until Cassidy bonded with R. Kelly. And then they created Hotel together in Chicago. R. Kelly was tied to Chicago, couldn't leave due to legal complications back then. And Cass did Hotel with him, and that blew up, you know, and then Cass has had a little bit of a run, a nice run, you know, and he's still out there.
Okay. So what's the first thing an artist should do, like, you know, when they get a deal?
What's the first thing? Well, I think that it's important for artists to have a solid camp. You know, nobody can do it themselves. It's, you know, you can't go it alone in life. So it's a team. And I just think that, you know, artists must evaluate and constantly reevaluate who's on their team. You know, their team doesn't have to be made up of all stars. You know, if somebody, it could be a friend, it could be a relative. You know, if somebody is working and is actively, you know, looking to help you as an artist, you want them on your team. As long as they're not going to do anything funny,
right,
that's going to hurt your reputation, because they're an extension of you. They represent you. So, you know, it's funny. Some people say they don't want to work with their friends or they don't want to get close. But when I was in L.A. Last week, I had the good fortune to spend some quality time with Will.i.am. And, you know, the Black Eyed Peas are his best friends from childhood, you know, and he made a comment, you know, they say don't work with your friends, but he's just the opposite. He only works with his friends. If you look at who, you know, who he works with, from running his production company and being in his studio to the group that he's in to his business decisions, you know, so, I mean, you know, dealing with strangers, a lot of times, you know, artists jump at the first deal or you know, want to get in bed with someone in a business sense. And, you know, you're dealing with people you don't really know. You know, there's an expression, a contract's only as good as the person or the company behind it.
Right.
And
so what
the paper says, it matters what they do.
Right.
You know, so... you know, getting the right people around you and the right you want people that are working and people that are hustling.
Right.
And, you know, the idea of street teams is an urban concept. You know, rock music didn't have street teams and doesn't have street teams. You know, urban music has street teams, and it's a beautiful thing, you know, to get you out there, you know. Yeah.
So when is a good time to get a manager, like, in your opinion? Should people, the artists get a manager right now if they don't have a deal? Or?
Well, I think that, you know, it's funny because whenever an artist is going to take any important meeting, the first thing they're going to ask is, who's your manager? And primarily they're going to ask that, because, I mean, these days in the upper echelons, you know, of the business, you know, companies want to control it all. They'd love to have the artist's lawyer in their camp. I'm talking about like a record label, like a major label. The major label would love to, you know, to have a great relationship already, a pre-existing relationship with the artist's lawyer. They would want to manage or have a great relationship with the artist's manager. I mean, you see that, you know, in the business, without naming names, but I mean, you know, the A&R guy at the label also manages. The A&R guy at the label also produces. You know, the A&R guy at the label also can hook you up with the lawyer. So
right.
They sort of got you under their thumb. They control. You know, now, you know, I think it's important for somebody to be handling the management business of the artist, you know, probably for two reasons. One is artists are good at being artists, you know. There's no, you know, there's no law or no rule that says that if an artist is a good artist, he's also can handle his business, or he or she can handle their business real well. Mm-hmm. You know, often it's just the opposite. You know, artists are great artists, but they're creative, and they're into the creative, you know, situation. And the business end is not their cup of tea, so to speak. So, you know, it might be their brother or their sister or the aunt or the uncle or their best friend or someone they know that could handle the business, even if it's just fielding phone calls or sending out emails or doing a press release or doing a bio or formulating a game plan. So, you know, that individual can be the quote-unquote your manager for the artist.
Right.
And what, you know, what I see that's not a bad situation is you can have an inexperienced individual or group of individuals acting as management, and then if the artist blows, then you can get a highly experienced manager to come in as co-manager.
Right.
And if you have you get a deal, now you have a source of income. You see, an experienced manager only wants to step into a situation where there's a flow of income. So if you got a new artist who's just like barely scraping by, they have no source of income. A big manager is going to come on board, say, I'm getting 20% of what? Like, what are you earning? Well, you know, I made $20 last night. I sold some mixtapes and made $100. You know, here's $20. You know, what manager that's established is going to want to walk into a situation where there's no money? So, you know, if a up-and-coming person or a group of people, which would be a quote-unquote like management company, you know, make the artist blow and get a deal, now you can attract perhaps an experienced manager to come on board to say, and with an experienced manager, that means a manager that has contacts with the agents. They
right.
can get things. Imagine that has contacts, you know, out there for features. You know, you want to get somebody hot to feature, or you want to get a big name to produce your artist. It's all about the connects. You know, that's what it's about. You
okay.
know, you know, it's like, you know, 1% people make 99% of the money in the business.
What should a contract, a short contract, be between a manager and, you know, right now, as far as artists, a new artist that's starting out, what should it be? Should it?
But when you say a short, you mean a simple type of contract?
Yeah, a simple. Yeah. What should it basically state? Should it be 5 years? Should it be, you know?
Well, you know, it's funny. You know, it depends. I mean, Paula Abdul is, you know, my age now. You know, she's not no young blood, and she's making millions of dollars. But it's all for the fame she originally had. When she was in her 20s or her teens, you know, she was messing with Magic Johnson and got a deal. It was Virgin Records, I believe, that signed Paula. And, you know, should the people that, I mean, if she's eating real nice now, you know, 20 years later or 25 years later or something like that, or if a deal's made, you know, in other words, that got her the fame, that got her foot in the door. What's that value? You know, like artists flip out over 2-3-4 year deals, artists that are 18 years old, but a 4-5 year deal that ends when the artist is 22-23. If the artist has fame, if at the end of that deal the artist is famous, that'll look, you know, look at Flavor Flav. I mean, you know, fame is the gift that keeps on giving. Mm-hmm. So, you know,
can
I mean,
get
an
out
artist.
Of a deal like that?
What's that?
I mean, can they get out of a deal that early?
No, you know, they don't sign 20-30 year deals. My point, though, is that, you know, the standard industry deal doesn't go longer than 7 years. That's like there's something called the 7-year rule. It's called the California rule because there was a court case in California that said that a contract for more than 7 years for personal services, a manager provides personal services. That's sort of like involuntary servitude. You're getting on, you know, locking somebody in for more than 7 years, you know, is unconstitutional or improper. You know, so the key is to have an out clause, you know, so I'd say, first of all, any person that's going to invest in an artist, you know, 3 years is sort of like standard. I mean, with an 18-month window, like, most managers for unsigned artists, their main goal is just to get a deal. So most contracts say, you know, we might have a 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 year deal, but it's up if I don't get you a deal within X months. Now, sometimes, you know, that contract says 6 months or 12 months, but that's whack because you're tying the manager's hands behind their back when they're starting. So it's a that's generally a contract that's designed to fail. The parties unknowingly know that because everything takes so long. You know, when you first make inroads in the music business, nobody cares about you. I mean, you're not, you know, you're not a hot thing. So it takes a while for managers to create a buzz. And I mean, you know, like when I was in L.A., I was with some very important people, and they took me into some meetings, and like it took them a year to get the meetings. They were knocking on doors for 1 year to get the meetings. So, you know, that's because that's how long. Because, like, who's going to make you the top of their list? You know, everybody that's connected in the business, they're on existing projects. Mm-hmm. You know, so, like, you got to – it takes time for you to, you know, knock down their doors and get attention. So, you know, I would say 18 months to 2 years should be standard that a manager has to make something happen, no matter what it is. And then you know, you could write that in the contract.
Right.
You know, and then once, if the manager reaches that goal, then the manager gets another X number of years. Sometimes it's called being coterminous with the record label. It means it terminates at the same time as the record deal. You know, it lasts as long as the record deal. That's sort of a standard. There's no such thing as a simple agreement.
Mm-hmm.
Any agreement you're going to sign, you better take to a lawyer. You better take to a music lawyer. Because, like, you know, if you have a headache, you don't go to a gynecologist, you know, just because somebody's a doctor. You go to a specialist. And
right.
A lot of times lawyers, family lawyers, you know, don't want to – they're looked at as supermen by the clients. You know, if certain families have lawyers for 30 years, that lawyer's solved everything from the drunk driving to the, you know, the parking ticket to the getting the credit straightened up.
Mm-hmm.
They're the family lawyer. And
right.
Then they say, hey, I got this contract, and, you know, it calls for, like, a $50,000 advance. Well, that lawyer may not be so quick to say, I can't do it, but you can't.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, no way. You know, I don't do sports. It's funny. It's called, like, entertainment sports law. But, I mean, I've done a couple of sports things over the years, but I brought in an expert in sports, you know. What the hell is the reserve clause or the clauses in a free agent clause have to do with music, production and copyrights and trademarks and all that, you know, mechanical royalties and controlled compositions, all this crazy crap that's in
there. As far as the copywriting goes, is it, they say to mail it off sometimes if you don't have the money to get a lawyer or whatever. Do you recommend that? Is that safe to do?
Well, is this between me and you or other people? Can other people hear me? Can other people hear
yeah,
me?
Yeah, everybody can hear
I'm
me.
I'm just kidding. It'd be the same answer. Well, when you send something off to yourself, it's called the poor man's copyright. And in my book, and, you know, I got 28 years experience as a lawyer, it's called the poor man's copyright, in my opinion, because it's going to guarantee that for the rest of your life you're going to be a poor man.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I'll just give you an example. So the answer is no, you don't do the poor man's copyright. You mail it to yourself, right? What's that supposed to prove? You now have an envelope that's sealed that has a CD in it or a DAT tape or some sort of master. Well, I'll walk over to my kitchen and I'll boil some spaghetti. So I got that steam rising from the water.
Mm-hmm.
I take that envelope over the spaghetti, and what happens, a miracle of science. Now, I'm a music guy. I'm not really into science. I never really think that it is. But you know what? That envelope's going to open up. Unfortunately, maybe the CD will even drop in the spaghetti, and then you got, you know, forget about your master. But let's say I can keep it above the spaghetti. It doesn't go in a pot of water. You know, I can just exchange it for a different tape or a different master and then reseal it. And now I got what the, I'm going to prove. I'm going to go to court and say, yeah, this is it. When you I've had several situations where, you know, you copyright. And the copyright, meaning you file a federal application, you know, and you could do more than one at a time. You know, it's real easy now, and it's cheaper now doing it on the Internet. And it's www.copyright.gov and it's a CO form. It's an internet type of form now that covers all types of, you know, whether you're doing music, literary, no matter what, if it's a book or whatever, you can do, it's one form for internet filing, and I do believe it's like $20, you know, to do one on the internet. And you could do multiple, and there are ways to do multiple, and they'll have questions. Is this more than one work? Are you filing like a compilation at one time? You know, so if you really, my recommendation may be like what I do with artists. I do it once. I charge them a one-time fee, a reasonable fee, to walk them through it. It might be $100 or $300, depending on how many songs, depending on the artist's ability to pay me, because you want to, you know, have the copyright filed the right way. Mm-hmm. And you don't want a proper copyright. You want some guidance in what a copyright's all about. There's copyright, there's publishing, there's writer's share, there's publisher's share, there's administrative share, the right to administer the publishing. So there's BMI, there's ASCAP, there's CSAC, there's all different things to that. There's the Harry Fox Agency for mechanical royalties. And, you know, so it's all part of, you know, but the smart artists, they take care of it. They nurture it. It's sort of like, you know, those songs are your babies. You know, if you have a baby, do you just, you know, take the baby up and, you know, set the baby out, open up your door and let the baby out of the house to crawl out into the world? Or do you protect and nurture that baby and you know, protecting and nurturing those songs and taking care of your business? You know, trying to avoid samples as best you can. Don't mess with producers. I mean, if you can avoid it, you know, if you're getting beats from producers, you're paying $500 for a beat, and the beat has 7 samples on it, what good is it to pay that money? Because you don't have enough money to clear 7 samples, and chances are one of those samples only aren't you can clear because it might be Curtis Mayfield's estate or James Brown's estate or Frank Sinatra's estate, and they're going to say, we don't want to give we're not going to give permission for this particular rap song because we're not feeling it or because we have an exclusive deal with somebody else, or because we want $50,000 for it, then, you know, what artist has, gonna do that?
So where can they reach you? Like, if they wanted to get a hold of you, and like, are you allowed? Is it cool to ask you how much you charge for them to for the initial consultation, or no?
Well, no. Yeah, the initial consult, I've had the same fee for probably the last 7 years or so. It's $300. So I make it affordable. It is affordable. It's more, I mean, you know, I'm from New York, but I've been doing it out of Philly. New York is a higher price. So to sit down is $300. Most of my clients, because these are the days of the internet, you know, not one of your callers, you know, did not talk about the internet and how important it is to blow up through the internet.
Mm-hmm.
Most of my clients are outside of Philadelphia, and you know, people find me through the internet or through reputation. I mean, I'm in New York as much as I can every week. I don't go to L.A. that frequently because I got 2 teenage boys and I'm a family guy, and I coach as best I can basketball and baseball for the kids, so it keeps me in Philly a lot. But I do, you know, you could email me a contract on the internet. And, you know, I could review it, knock it out. Generally, it's like a 48-hour turnaround to check it out. So,
How much do you charge for that? I might charge
for different tasks. But my email is simononkey, S-I-M-O-N-O-N-K-E-Y, and that's at AOL. And I'm Simon Rosen Says, S-E-Z, S-I-M-O-N-R-O-S-E-N-S-E-Z at Twitter. I was the only adult in the mosh pit at the Grammy Awards with the teenagers.
Really?
I was on stage, yeah.
Oh,
that was a beautiful thing. That was a beautiful thing, you know.
I
kept trying
to
get Eminem to smile. You know, he kept running past me, like using the stairs on the side of the stage. And we had a little stage built for us on the stage. And I'm like, hey, man, will you smile? Will you smile? Like, doesn't he have enough reason to smile? I mean, he is totally in his thing, you know. He's got his role. And he is in his zone. You cannot crack him from his zone. I mean, that's an artist that takes their craft seriously.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I would give advice to an artist. You know, if you're an artist, man, you take your craft. It's not like, well, I'll give it a shot. You know, well, I'll let a mixtape drop and let's see how it goes. And, you know, that's also a recipe for failure, you know.
Yeah.
M is somebody that's totally in his own and, you know, all night winning awards or whatever, the dude just doesn't smile. You know, that's he's not singing about, you know, flowers and crayons and balloons, you know, and donuts or nothing. You know, I mean,
yeah, he's
serious dude, you know.
Did you want to leave your number so they can make an appointment or?
Okay, I can leave my number. My number's 7. That's my favorite number. My number is I do like 7 though. 215-564-0212. I'm out of Philly. Philly rocks. Philly, you know, I think for sure, based upon the size of Philly, its impact, you know, on the rap and urban world is just enormous. You know, ginormous, you know, something like that. It's just
yeah.
a fantastic influence, you know. And I'm blessed, you know, to have been in Philly when rap blew up, you know, back in the day. I even had a label, Simon Says Records, an urban
right.
label. And the two people that ran my label both died, you know, and they were both big in the business. One was Melvin Wallace. He had a magazine called Strictly Hip Hop. He worked for Hiram Hicks at Biv Entertainment. And Melvin was murdered. Somebody came in his house and shot him and stole his car, beat up car, and the dude got caught in New York, Pennsylvania, driving the car. Melvin managed a group, created a group called Theory, Voices of Theory. They were the Latino version of Boyz II Men. Biv Entertainment broke Boyz II Men and managed and, you know, created Boyz II Men.
Mm-hmm.
And Melvin had his own little thing called Theory. And after Melvin died, Michael Malden got involved, who's the president of Columbia, who's the father of Jermaine Dupri. And he's got him signed to Ola Records, House of Latin Artists, H-O-L-A. And, you know, that was a horrible loss was when Melvin passed. And I also had a guy named Nate DeLegal. He was my radio promoter.
Uh-huh.
And Nate died of an illness. He was sick. And so, like, that was my label, distributed by Profile Records and Landmark. That was Run DMC's. The label Run DMC was originally signed to.
Okay.
And, you know, I'm just blessed to be in Philly, you know, and I'm blessed to be on your show, so I thank you
very much. It's a pleasure to have you, and I definitely appreciated you coming through. I'm quite sure you'll probably get a lot of the air doubters hit you up, and I definitely want to hit you up and talk to you. I'm going to come get a consultation with you, too. So any final words you want to let everybody know before you get up out of here?
Well, you guys keep knocking down those doors, you know. Being out in L.A. for a week and hanging with the ones that, you know, hanging with Ciara and hanging with John Legend and hanging especially with Will.i.am,
mm-hmm.
you know, when you're around Kelly Rowland, you know, when you're around all these artists that have made it, there's just one thing that's like they are so on their game, the
yeah,
one common denominator. Like, you know, if they tell somebody they're going to be somewhere tomorrow at 2 o'clock, they are there.
Right.
And, you know, if somebody tells them, look, you need to be in Chicago in 3 days at 9 o'clock because something big will happen for you, it's not a question of, like, can they make it? It's just a question of, are they flying? Are they taking the train?
Right.
So, you know, it's called the Eye of the Tiger. The Eye of the Tiger is like, you know, I got my goal. I got my, you know, I know what I want to accomplish, and I'm going to do it. And I just had to figure out, had to do creating a team around you to do it. And you know what? The first door says, you know, the first door you open says, you know, I'm not feeling you. Then you go to the second door. I'm not feeling you, the third door. But if the 100th door is feeling you, and that 100th door is Jimmy Iovine at Interscope or Ron Fair at Geffen, you know, or Hoff Pierre at Bad Boy,
right.
you know, if it's somebody that can, you know, take you and bring you. I remember representing Asher Roth, working with Asher Roth. I was working with Asher Roth. Asher Roth is a white boy out of Marsville, PA. And I brought him around and even had Rough Riders help me bring around. Everybody said the same thing. Why do I want to sign him? He sounds just like Eminem. Why do I want to sign him? He sounds just like Eminem. Why would I want to sign him? He sounds just like Eminem. And his response was, hey, MF, like, who else should I sound like? He's the only white rapper out there. He's my only influence. You know, I, as a young white rapper coming out, you know, on my own, who do I have before me to really be my role model? He's the only one. So how can't I sound like him? When I grew up with him, heard him, you know, I listened to him 5 hours a day, some of it's going to rub off on me.
Right.
Well, despite all those negatives, he hooked up with a guy named Scooter Braun. Scooter Braun took him into management and, you know, got him a deal. He signed with, you know, what was Loud Records, Rifkin, and SRC Records. And, you know, and then he had the big hit College, you know. And so,
right.
like, 100 doors can close on you, but if one door opens, then that negates the 100 doors that close. You just
right.
got to have it in your heart and soul. You got to be committed. And the ones that do succeed are the ones that, you know, are just, they have the eye of the tiger, and they just know what they want, and they're going to get it. And,
right.
and you're going to be on top of your business. You know, sometimes people make appointments and cancel and cancel and cancel. I'm like, you know, that tells me everything about them. That tells me they definitely don't have just the talent is just one ingredient. You know, like if you're making a cake, you know, maybe yeast and, you know, I'm not a big cake.
Hello? Hello? Okay, we must have lost him. Hold on. All right, Simon, if you can, give me a call back, 347-677-1163. I don't know what happened. Anyway, I'm going to keep it moving. Let me see. 5632, Air It Out Radio. What's going on?
What's going on, Brown Skin Heffler? This is the A&R West Philly, Benji Jones.
What's going on, Benji?
What's up, baby? I was in here chilling, you know what I mean, smoking a cigar, listening to Mr. Rosin, you know what I mean, and speak knowledge. And he's a powerful dude. I really got
a lot of respect. Yeah, he is. He's been in the game for a while.
Actually, I had the privilege of sitting down with him last summer.
Oh, did
and, you?
Know,
yeah, because actually he represented my father in a trial, because he don't just do on music law. He's a defense attorney also. So he represented my father. So I had a chance to talk to him, and he said he do music. He's really a music attorney. So a light bulb popped up in my head. I'm like, well, I'm Benji Jones, A&R West Philly. Gave me his card, told him to give him a call sometime. Gave him a call, sat down with him and everything. He helped me out with a couple things. So I got a lot of respect for that man, and I'm definitely going to give him a call back.
Okay, that's what's up.
Yeah,
so
but what's up with you?
Nothing, just trying to breeze through this little hour.
Yeah,
I'm going to ask you the topic. You know, I know because I got mad calls. I'm trying to, like, you know. Anyway,
mm-hmm.
What's the three things you would ask a female whenever you're at a club or whatever?
Let's see. What's your name? Are you seeing anybody? They say, yeah. I say, well, are you happy?
Mm.
And if they say, even if they say yes or no, I still try to work my way
yeah,
around.
Yeah, I know. I knew that was going down. I know,
yeah,
that wasn't
yeah,
going to matter.
It's all about eye contact. If I see the person really looking at me, even if they say, yeah, they got dude, but they really, they looking into my eyes and everything, and they ain't shifting and everything, I'm saying, what you drinking on?
Mm-hmm.
Then we take a...
Hello?
Did you?
Oh, I thought
yeah.
I lost you, too. Okay.
Did you hear me?
No, I didn't hear the last part. Your phone kind of, like, went out.
Oh, well, it's all about eye contact. If she looking at my eyes and her eyes not shifted and everything, rather she say if she got a dude and not a girl or something, I say, what you drinking on? We take it from there.
Oh, okay. All right. So we're going to make everything short, though. What's your website info where they can reach you?
Oh, holler at me. Google me. Wolfpack Music Group. And then everything pop up. Twitter, the Reverb Nation, the Facebook, the YouTube, et cetera.
Okay. So what are we getting in tonight?
We getting the Kizzy Raw new record produced by myself. It's Kizzy Raw. It's called Shots Fired. Kizzy Raw featuring Freeway and Tana the Beast. I mean, A&R West Philly, shout out to Air It Out Radio. Make sure y'all motherfuckers log on www.airitoutradio.net.
Love the plug. Thank you, babe. Benji Jones.
All right.
Shout out to Benji, Wolfpack, Jones. Let's get it. You frontin' hard, knowing damn well you won't ride.
start a beef with a nigga, then apologize. I don't play that bullshit. Somebody gotta die. Not a 211 or 187. Homicide. You fucking all them little pussies on your mama's side. And I ain't getting caught cause I'm black as the nigga Amistad. Ground home with the chrome that'll make your body rot. My trigger finger fabulous. Body ain't got a lot of yous. Just heed my advice. He's a bitch that keeps real is what you need in your life. I want everything. Fuck it, dog. I need that tonight. I'm already cut, so to what I need with a knife. I've been doing this before you was born on a beat. These memories stored and poured on a beat. Want the drama? I'm for it. I score with the three. 57, take a second to absorb what I preach, motherfucker.
I'm sick of being tired. Hitman for hire. My gun like a bad employee gets fired. I creep from behind, hit your neck with the wire. Squeeze, turn your Adam's apple into cider. Whoever said they fucking with Tanner is a liar. I wash niggas up, then put them in the dryer. Bring your best MC, I put them in the fire. And watch his ass burn up like Richard Pryor. JoJo Dancer, the flow caused cancer. I'm running through snow like Comet Blitzen and Prancer. This the first chapter in a book wrote by a master. Lay you in green pastures, talk to the pastor. Cause I'll put your fire out if you get fired up. The ladder hanging out of the chopper, that's like a fire truck. You feeling like the lottery, then press your luckily three bullet wounds in your chest the size of hockey puck.
Pop off at the mouth and we popping up. Don't think.
Air It Out Radio is such a fight. Make sure y'all check out the website, airitoutradio.net. Let me see something here.
Kells with some babies.
Oh, yeah.
Money, Benji, baby, getting money. See me kick a pressure shopping while the others looking bummy. I be swagging, I be surfing, just a fly cool person. Why you looking mad? Cause your pockets kinda hurtin'.
Step it up.
I hit the mall and never do I extra price. Benji, I'm a star, so you know I got my swagger right. Different color shirts, whole city wolf packing right. Red and green, Gucci's up, looking like a traffic light. Picky, I be killing it. Pammy, I be killing it. Always up in demons, they know it's far government. One for the money, see the money that I'm running in. Giving out samples, so the smokers they ain't come again. Rappers getting dumb again, sitting back and wondering. Horse pack moving, see them numbers, she'll be running in. Oh yeah, Fendi back, then a break for the game, need a makeover, Wolf Pack takeover.
Stop what you're doing.
Look at me.
Fuck, what are you talking about?
Who is he?
Yeah, them bitches bad.
Stay with me.
Then we gon' snatch up three more.
Robbery.
My phone ringing.
Look at me.
My chain blingin'.
Look at me.
My trap chingin'.
Look at me.
Her heels clackin'.
Look at me.
Mouth is smackin'.
Look at me.
I keep it jukin'.
Look at me.
Now they lookin'.
Look at me. Everybody look at me.
And when it comes to the lady misses, I keep plenty. Redhead, chairhead, yeah, I call her Wendy. Stop a transformer, nigga, I'ma charge a Henny. Bottle of water and Henny, I go retarded. Simmy, my bars like Simmy. It's no fucking with me. Your mad scientist insane. Hennessy privilege and champagne. So motherfucked up for no fucking reason, just a fucking change. Cause I've been taking up two lanes. I'm so high in this thing, I'm so fly in this thing. The chick wanna kiss the stick and get high in this thing. Bob her head until it shake up her brain. All night in the rain, she made sure I was drained. Yeah, look at me, man. Experience in the game, nigga, I don't share, I'm stingy. Being TVs on me like I'm sponsored by Billy. Drinking like I don't need kitty. Smoking like I don't need love. The spotlight, watching me, I'm too advanced.
Look at me.
Fuck, what he talking about?
Who is he?
Yeah, them bitches bad.
Stay with me.
Then we gon' snatch up three more.
Robbery.
My phone ringing.
Look at me.
My chain blingin'.
Look at me.
My trap chingin'.
Look at me.
Her heels clackin'.
Look at me.
Mouth is smackin'.
Look at me.
I keep it jukin'.
Look at me.
Now they lookin'. Look at me.
Harry, yeah.
Look at me.
Look at me, look at me. Up in Cold Stone ice cream, getting out of cheesecake cream with a few sweet clicky doses. Oh my geez, I gotta get my cookie dough. I put you in my ACC. I'm a roster miss, I got the magic chick. You wanna see a trick? Make your chick get my chip. It happens so often, they wanna make me rich. And all this hate, she's gonna make me empty out a 100 dick. It's so easy, I call my teller. Put the money to the side, fake take cameras. It's a robbery, I need all three. 800,000 in the back, you ain't catching me. Hella yeah, we gotta keep moving. Heels clacking, we in the track and we looking. You see my glare, I'm glaring everywhere. So all need to learn how to stop what you're doing.
Look at me.
Fuck, what he talking about?
Who is he?
Yeah, them bitches bad.
Stay with me.
And we gon' snatch up three more.
Robbery.
My phone ringing.
Look at me.
My chain blinging.
Look at me.
My trap chinging.
Look at me.
Her heels clacking.
Bouncy
smacking.
Look at me.
I get it jukin'. Now they looking.
Look at me. Everybody look at me.
It's Young Heist, Lil Mama. Look at me. But that nigga, who is he? I don't know, but my niggas ain't having it. Grab your bitch, bruh, now you slacking on your Mac. And I'm chilling in the VI with a bad mech, bean pie. Slurking off this Mai Tai and this kush got me so high. Hannah's in the club, so I wish a nigga would try. Move, red Ebola, but we taking it to the scissor. Four bad bitches chain swinging to my dick. And they all wanna hold, get money for the kid. I ain't mad at them suckers, nigga, fuck what they talking about. I'm all on your hoe, trying to see what that dough about. Boy, I live my life so trite. No, it ain't right. Can't stop, and I won't stop. Till my cash is drop, I'ma have to get your panties drop. Bitch, nigga, look at me, show you how to get this drop.
Baby, you ain't got a peek. You can walk right up and speak. If your man don't like it, tell that nigga have a seat. Cause a day in this bitch, and I got the PNT. So let's hit the bar you drink. And I usually just sip yak, but tonight it's back to backlash. And all I need is 3.5 my crutch boots to chase that. I'm talking in a year, trying to see where she stay at. You know I keep it laid back. Real nice line trick, so what it's gonna be? I'm like, really, who is he? It's 100 niggas in there, but I make you look at me. Now you passing me them keys. But I need another lack. Smoke this big bomb of plot. And baby, we can take the spot. I ain't in this just a flipper. I'm really getting them chippers. They calling me a pimp, but a nigga really sensor. If you gon' play this game, baby, you should play the winner. Stop fucking with them lames, but don't fuck with this winner.
Stop what you're doing.
Look at me.
Fuck what he talking about.
Who is he?
Yeah, them bitches bad.
Stay with me.
Then we gon' snatch up three more.
Robbery.
My phone.
Hey, yo, turn that shit up. Yo, this is Aired Out Radio. You dig? It's your boy Nightcrawler, Mr. Controversy in the Flesh, rocking with that brown skin heifer. Fire! Let's get it!
Aired Out Radio, make sure y'all check out the website, airedoutradio.net. Simon, if you get a chance, give me a call back. I don't know what happened. But anyway, I'm going to hit the lines up, see what's going on. La, 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 la. 5632, Aired Out Radio.
Yo, this is Benji again. I don't know how.
Oh, shit. Sorry. My bad. Anyway, I must be high. No, I'm just joking. 5327, Aired Out Radio.
Yes,
damn.
What'd you say damn for? You know who it is. Your boy B6.
Oh, that's it. You were surprised that I got to you. You was like,
yeah, definitely was.
Alright, what's going on?
Same old shit, just getting off of the gig. Came from the studio yesterday, linked up with the boys, Tay and Maul Beats for the first time. Hit their studio up, see what that was like, yeah.
Okay. That's what's up.
You know what I mean?
I see you networking a lot with the Aired Outers, that's what's up.
Yeah, you know, I'm all about that shit, you know what I mean? Philly gotta make some type of movement or whatever. Too many people be swagger jacking our city stop.
Right.
As well as our lingo.
True. So I'm gonna ask you the topic. What are the three questions that you ask a chick, you know, during a conversation?
As soon as I crack on the chick, how you doing? What's your name? And what you interested in? It's either what you interested in or what's your goals in life? That's my three questions. And I always ask that shit. Because if you ain't doing that with you, like, get the fuck out of my face.
Yeah, that's true.
For real, I think that's important.
Yeah.
Because it's just like, you know what I mean, previous conversations we had where I'm like, you got to bring something to the table, too. Don't think you're going to settle my money and I'm just going to take you out all the fucking time. We better be going Dutch occasionally, and I ain't talking about rolling an L, baby.
I know that's right.
You better treat me. I'm going late, right? Believe that. I put on R&B and everything. Rub your damn feet and body. Hello.
Word? Okay.
Word. I appreciate my women and my bitches because it's a difference.
He said my women and my bitches. Ain't that something? Okay.
Sure.
Well, we're going to have to do a topic on that one.
Yeah.
And what's the difference between a woman and a bitch. But anyway, tell everybody where they can reach you at.
It's myurls.com/blackcancer. You will find my Facebook, my fan page, and my Twitter link. I'm on Twitter a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Going ham. All crazy.
All right. Well, what song are we getting into tonight?
Hopefully, it's the new joint. It's one of the leaks off of the up-and-coming joint, which I'm working on. It's called Rule, Keep Willing. Hope everybody like it. Is that in there?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. Let me introduce it. It's Rule, Keep Willing. Your boy Black Hands Off of Blackout Feed the Flames coming soon. Holla at your boy. Air It Out Radio. We do it. We get it in. We nice. We sick. Yeah.
Ain't no stopping.
Lazy
cake, catch a flat, better keep willing. Never crack when they heat pillin', keep willing. Move, don't be no fool. Proceed on moves to shit the game up. Lane straight, never change up. Can it dry, make you bang out, keep willing.
If somebody in your path, then they body getting smashed. Only option is the gas.
Ain't no stopping when you mash on the throttle, horsepower model, keep willing.
Bitch, ain't a soul gonna stop my cruise control. They'll get rocked or bruised, they know my plot is moving gold.
So nothing else, hold merit. Niggas backtrack, railroad steering. Fuck around and have your shell toes on here. Bleeding from force, mind strong within me. Diesel and cord, can another drive measure my stride? Or consider my ride as one seated, you in the inside. Can't left cause it's fitting me ride. You just overweight and hate, you suffer from a physical stride. Sound like a personal problem. Handle that while I'm working my throttle. Curtains your Tahoe, I'm not close to needing service with gallons. Full of scenes and a mercy and challenge. And keep pulling. Don't be no fool, proceed on moves to shit the game up. Lane straight, never change up. Can it drive, make you bang out, keep willing.
If somebody in your path, then they body getting smashed. Only option is the gas.
Ain't no stopping when you mash on the throttle, horsepower model, keep willing.
Bitch, I'm on the move. Keep it sharp as pointers do. Speak my heart and door the truth. Can I speak fraud? You gonna lose.
For me, I'm a win. I'm blowing in it. And the flow is vicious. Tired from heavy mileage, but I ain't prone to quit. Or known for bitching. Just because the streets hit up, don't mean that I'ma give up cause the road is blimpy. I'ma ride it out, grind it out. I'm trying to dollar count. Show my fam how we supposed to live where the mountains bout. Cause we live in the ghetto, felt like a blueprint. I'ma let them examine just what a real house about. Heaven wildin' out, bring a smile about their face as I race through a place on this road full of goals. I didn't count it out. Cause they KO'd, I knock them out and keep running.
Bitch, chopping herds and things that go, I got the word. Keep my dough, pop a flirt. Ambition like a chopper bird.
To keep willing.
If somebody in your path, then they body getting smashed. Only option is the gas.
Ain't no stopping when you mash on the throttle, horsepower model, keep willing. The day that I submit to a flatter be a year when my lyrics is whack. That's the scariest step. Ears shifting gears till I stare at a plant. My frame engineer in the crack.
If somebody in your path, then they body getting smashed. Only option is the gas.
Ain't no stopping when you mash on the throttle, horsepower model, keep going.
Radio is that chick fight. Make sure y'all check out the website, airdotradio.net, 347-677-1163. Gonna hit the lines up a little bit more and see what's going on. 0515, Airdot Radio.
Yo, what's good? What's good?
What's good? Who we talking to?
Yo, this your boy, DFF, the problem solver.
Oh, okay, you're a little loud tonight.
Yeah, I'm feeling irie right now, but yeah, most definitely.
Okay.
In the building.
In the building.
You know what I mean? I like to give a shout out to all my Jersey people, you know what I'm saying, holding me down, you know. Stallion, be on the lookout for that mixtape from Stallion, y'all.
Okay.
And I like to big up my homegirl, Miss Jessica Lee. You know what I'm saying?
All right, yeah, she was on earlier.
Yeah, you know, and the rest of the DFF ENT team, you know what I mean? Got some artists coming on deck. So be on the lookout. Jersey in the building all day.
There you go. I love when Jersey's on, you know. I love my Philly residents too, but I like to see Jersey on too. So definitely love that. So I got to ask you the topic for today. What three questions? Stop it. What three questions would you ask, you know, your female? If you just meeting a chick or whatever, mall, club, whatever.
I'm saying, I mean, without asking?
Yeah, like, I mean, in a conversation. It don't have to be, like, right away, but, like, in the conversation that's important to you to ask.
So, first question, just having a basic general conversation?
Yeah, just
or
like,
somebody
you know,
I'm trying to get to know.
You just meeting a chick and you digging her, you like her, you know what I mean?
Oh, the first question I'll probably ask her, you know what I mean, what's your name? But after that, I'll probably say, you know what I'm saying, when last time you had an AIDS test?
Oh, wow. Right off the bat, the first time?
Man, what? Shit, we talking about your life.
Wow.
I don't know about, I can't speak for everybody else.
That's kind of deep, the first.
Man, look. Life is short. Life is short nowadays. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? You might be chilling with your peoples today. The next day, shit happens. You know what I mean? So you gotta be like that, man, for real. Like, and I mean, if it's a problem, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, something ain't right about her. Is she looking at you sideways because you asked her a question like that?
I mean, it is kind of early. Like, early? Yeah. Because, like,
I mean,
if you're talking to somebody, like, the first 10 minutes of the conversation, you're going to be like, you got AIDS. Like,
I'm saying, when the last time you took that AIDS test. That was my question. You know what I mean? But, shit, I mean, if a female, if I ask a real woman that, she ain't going to look at me sideways. She probably going to be like, damn, okay. I respect what the brother's saying because, shit, I'm going to ask that nigga the same shit.
Yeah.
Feel me?
You got papers?
I carry my papers around my wallet.
I know that's right.
Real talk.
I know
that. You know what I mean? Ain't nothing to be ashamed just to be on top of your game.
Wow, that's a deep question. What else would you ask her? One more?
You know, shit. Just saying,
Y'all guys got so much to say
until,
you know,
to
y'all.
I mean, I ain't really a talker, you know what I mean?
Another one.
But, you know, I just like, tell you straight up and keep it moving. And, you know what I mean? But fuck it, real talk, I'd probably be on some freaky shit. You know what I mean?
Damn.
You know what I mean? Yeah,
right,
I mean.
To the chaser.
Yeah,
okay.
That pussy got to be tight.
Oh, my God.
You know what I mean?
You is so silly. You know what?
Of course, you gotta be tight. Who wants some dry pussy? That pussy gotta be wet.
What?
You
is silly. I mean, that's true, though. I mean, I agree with you, but crazy.
I mean, real talk, though. You feel me fine? Real talk. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well,
so you won't ask the chick, you know, is your pussy wet?
I'm asking everything. I ain't ashamed.
Wow.
You know, I'm a bold motherfucker.
Okay.
I just look at you and at you. I don't give a. I mean, it is what it is, though. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, you know, sometimes that can work with you, and then sometimes it can work against you, you know.
You know what I'm saying? Hey, that is what it is. Either she going to respect it, you know what I mean, or neglect it. Fuck it.
There you go. Listen to you. Oh, I love it. I love the attitude. Yeah. So anyway.
You know what I mean? Straight up. <though. laughs> Yeah.
Anyway, tell me your website information and stuff.
Yeah, my website, you know, I got a new website, you know what I mean?
Oh, really?
Yeah, I got a new website, you know what I mean? For all you stinking ass bitch site now.
You stupid.
My new website.
Stupid.
It's called howtodush.com.
I'm going to punch you. Really?
It's like, nah, bullshit ain't not. Let me get back to the music shit. But yeah, my website, you know what I mean? www.dfftheproblemsolver.com. You can hit me up on Twitter, DFF The Problem. I'm on Reverb Nation, DFF The Problem Solver. You know what I mean? Damn. Yeah, you know, fire. You know what I mean? I love you, girl. You've been holding it down, man.
I love you, man. Too, boy. Yeah. Yeah. Nah, you know, I'm glad to see you still on because you've been, you know, dealing with me from the beginning, so definitely love that. So, mad love to you.
So that's your new slogan, fire, for real.
What? What's my new slogan?
Respect it or get neglected.
Don't somebody already got that?
I don't know.
No?
I really don't know, but
I think
shit.
Somebody got that already.
As of tonight, you know what I mean?
You
that
mean?
Topic, shit, for the rest of the show.
Yeah, you definitely opened that one up. So, but what we getting into tonight?
You know what?
I know. I
all day chicks been hitting me up talking about, I like that. Yeah, so fuck it. I want to hear my shit. I like that featuring Miss Jessica Lee.
There it is.
Yeah. I like this. What's up, shorty? How you doing, baby? I like the way you look, and I know you is hood. Got your bandana in your baby deuce, in your high heels, and you looking real cute. You got me going crazy, real, real crazy. All I'm saying to myself, I love you, sweet say. I ain't gonna front, you're everything I want. We can drink on some liquor, we even smoke a blunt. Yeah, from Jersey, baby, did you hear me? Looking at your body, got me saying, Lord mercy. Oh my, damn, I like that. My name, somebody's calling the cops. I'm pounding and drowning and making that coochie pop. You keep on telling me, Dobby, give me that cop. Yelling and moaning and screaming a whole lot. Just because you got hit with a credible backside. Damn, I like that. I like that. I like that. Damn, I like that. I like that. I like that. I like that. Damn, I like that. Yeah, I like all type of chicks. Skinny ones, fat ones, a hell of a fit. White to Puerto Rican, Brazilian shit. And if they bout what I'm about, how about sucking my dick? Just that, no head shit, I ain't gonna lick. Come on, mom, stop hurting that young girl bullshit. You know what it is, know what time is it. So open your bra, let me see the tips. No need to get mad, boo, no need to rip. Well, you like that, but damn, I like this. Damn, I like that. I like that. I like that. Damn, I like that. I like that. I like that. I like that. Damn, I like that.
You may like this, but can you handle this? I'm kind of catty and a little scandalous. Just one touch and you'll be in a state of bliss. Ain't talking about the one near my eyes. I'm talking about the one between my thighs. Yeah, so open up my clam and taste my pearl. And after that, get ready, cause I'm gonna rock your world. Yeah, I'm gonna rock your world. Cause I'm not your average girl. I'm way past Pluto. I'm out of this world.
that bitch fire. Any of those bitches fuck with you, you better beat their goddamn brains out.
Aired Out Radio is that chick fire. Make sure y'all check out the website, airedoutradio.net. 347-677-1163. Gonna hit the lines up a little bit more. Simon, I don't know if you're down here on the line and you're calling from your regular phone number because you called before from a block. So I don't know if that's you. But if so, press number one and so I could try to, you know, maybe get a hold of you or text me and let me know what number you're calling me from. Anyway, I'm going to keep it moving. 0124.
That's one. Hello?
Hello?
Hello. How you doing?
What's going on?
Nothing much going on with you. My name is Shaw Fresh.
Who's this?
I'm an upcoming. I'm Shaw Fresh. I'm an upcoming recording artist based out of Miami from D.C.
Okay.
I want to spit a freestyle for y'all today.
Okay.
All right,
Torn.
Hold on,
let me get my little air it out thing ready for you. Hold on. I don't get too many air it out fitters, so anyway, but go ahead, babe.
Air it out radio.
Money never takes a breath, it just travels at a pace. Serving low without the order, tell me who's up for the taste. Tried to copy my swag, too bad you couldn't get a pace. Memory is at a loss, man, the black within my face. For a visa, I chase, MasterCard to a place. If the car can make it space me, I see God by the face. Tell them that I led the race back with Diddy Rebel Mace. Way before I hit puberty, head was fully on my face. Never listened to a square when the circle's out of place. Feeling like a virgin, so that means I can't be fucked with. Like my chicken shade, so that means I can't be plucked with. And she acting funny than a friend I'ma fuck with. Quack, quack, duck, hit, roadkill, duck, hit, pumps. Put the beat up on the foes. Let me get your throat, you can throw it with them souls. Excuse me, I'm just nasty. Good thoughts was the last. Threw me in the trunk. Now watch as they blast me. It's time we light it up. Fireworks in the dreams. Don't discriminate with race. Got a few vanilla beans. Colombian coffee, hazel eyes out of screen. So she stepped at the 7-Eleven. She big ghost by any means.
Okay.
Appreciate it.
And what's your name again? And where can I reach you?
My name is Shaw Fresh. I'm upcoming underground artist based. I'm from D.C., but I'm based out of Miami right now.
Okay.
So, yeah, on the ground.
Okay.
Yeah, how you doing today, though? I'm sorry.
I'm good. And you said that so fresh or?
Rashad Fresh, R-A-S-H-A-D.
Okay. Are you on Twitter?
Yeah. Yes, I'm on Twitter. You can follow me at Rashad, Rashad Fresh, R-A-S-H-A-D-F-R-E-S-H. You can also look on Facebook, too, Rashad Fresh. And I got the YouTube page coming soon, so y'all can look up for that. Plus the mixtape, Clear Throws, Volume 1, be dropping within the next week or so be on the look for that.
Okay. You talking all
bad and shit. I'm sorry.
No, it's cool. Nah, do your Twitter one more time.
Rashad Fresh at Twitter. At Rashad Fresh, R-A-S-H-A-D-F-R-E-S-H. Just hit me up.
Okay. Okay, cool.
So, yeah,
cool.
I want to ask some questions. You had a lot tonight, too. That's good.
Oh, yeah. You want to talk about the topic you're talking about?
Oh, yeah, please.
Okay, yeah, the three things you would ask a chick. Whenever you meet her or, you know, your
first
conversation.
Like, first thing first, I ask how she's doing, you know, just make sure they was fine. Then I ask her, is she busy at the moment? You know, I want to hold the body up. They busy because the girl turned you down quick. They busy. Then I ask for her name. And then from there, I get the conversation going and know that she, you know, got the number. Simple. Just keep it real simple. Don't waste nobody time.
Okay. All right, good. I thought you was going to say something slick. Like,
dumbass.
I wonder if you going to give me the pennies.
Not the first call. I won't go that hard.
Okay. Well, you got to get some music into us and definitely follow him.
How can I do that? Send music onto the station.
You can send it to itsairitoutradio@gmail.com. So ITS.
Okay.
Make sure you don't forget the ITS because that's very important.
I'm supposed to itsairitoutradio@gmail.com.
Cool.
And I just send it to y'all and y'all just, and then I call back and we work something out like that.
Yeah, well, not tonight, but yeah.
No, that's tonight, but that night in the future.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
All right.
Appreciate
thanks for calling
that.
In.
Yeah,
all right, you too. Bye-bye. All right. Air it out radio 2641.
Yo.
Did I lose you? Oh, okay. What's going on?
What's up, man?
What's up, man? Who are we talking to?
Oh,
okay.
This is Eve Burners and the motherfucker. Building.
Uh-oh.
Stand up. Right.
So what's going
good?
On?
Nothing, chilling, you know. Patiently waiting. You know. Got the album dropping April 12th.
Welcome to my world, Island Def Jam Distribution. Album release party, April 9th at Suite 3238, Saturday, you know, April 9th. I send y'all invites, put it on my Twitter, whatever, blah, blah, blah. Hope y'all come party with me. My birthday that week, too, so we're going to bring that shit in with a bang. And just I'm focused, man. I'm so focused right now that it's crazy. Nightcrawler, my bad, my computer crashed yesterday. I had to redo it, so I'm going to send you that probably tomorrow. B-Cancer hit me up. He writing to the tracks. I sent things. B-West hit me up. He writing to the tracks. They sent things, et cetera, et cetera. Kim Ting, I need that hook. I'm not playing.
He's not playing. So I'm going to ask you the topic, the, you know, what three questions would you ask a female?
Is it at a club, a bar, or what?
What's up?
If I don't send you a ring, it's free game. If you like it, you should have put a ring on it. I'm just saying. You know?
No.
It ain't not more, not less, man. Look, man. Y'all know if y'all
want to
die for speak. Like, it ain't no point of us just keep trying to do too much, man, because first impression is everything, right?
Exactly.
If I make them smile, I got them.
Yeah, that's true.
If I can make them blush and make them smile, I got them from the gate. So it's like, that's my angle. I see something to make them smile and laugh or something, you know, just a little humor. It might be something simple, but they laugh or something, then I got them.
So getting them to laugh is the key, huh?
Yeah, get them to laugh, man. Women love somebody.
We do.
Y'all love it. Y'all like a boring dude, mean all the time. All he talk about is hustling and shit like that. They like the bad boy persona, but that nigga got to have a little bit of fun anymore. She going to be scared of that nigga, that whole fucking relationship. So it's like, you know.
Yeah, you definitely got that.
I mean, you know, once you make a woman laugh, man, you got them, man.
I like a dude that's funny, gangster, nerdy,
vodka.
And all that in one.
Yeah, see, I'm all that.
You ain't nerdy. Get out of here.
I'm OG. Huh?
You ain't nerdy, though. I like a nerdy guy, too.
I go to school for computer engineering. I am a nerd.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
So, it's the best of both worlds, baby. And I can cook my ass off. So they got
You got to cook. You got to cook. Yeah.
Well, I could burn. So, got a degree in that, too. So, it is what it is.
I bet you fall in love. You know how to cook. Like, baby.
Yeah, true indeed.
You know what, baby?
Yeah.
I'm about to co-sign for that car.
Uh-huh.
Which car you want?
Crazy.
That the red one? Shit,
let me get some shout
equipment.
Out. Let's get some shout outs out.
Wow.
Give a shout out to Jizzy, my man Trilogy, Frankie Oh So Lovely, Fire Chick, B West, Team Heat. Chippy, Wood G's, Vazi, B.I.B., Cy, Kenny, who else? Dante, who else? Everybody, man. All my niggas, man, that's holding
right.
me down, man. I got y'all, man. Don't even worry about nothing, man. I got y'all. I promise, man. It's about to go down. I plan on moving soon out of the state, so I'm just planning for this long haul, and I'm going to make it happen, man. So anybody that want to do something with me, hit me up or go to www.itsmyurls.com/onlyoneeburners. Hit my Yahoo page up and get at me or Facebook or Twitter or whatever. Just hit me up, man. I'll send you some beats. We do something. And, like, I'm looking for people to be on my next album, so get at me, man. Like, I'm trying to make some real major moves soon, so.
There you go.
You know, so, E-Burners, I be in a building.
He's gonna be in a building. And E-Burners will be the first guest at the Air It Out headquarters. Shout out to Kim King for naming it that. So he'll be the first guest to come on, and we'll be live and all that. You stupid! So what's your website info? You got, you just keep forgetting and tell them about your actual
website. This is my URL, though. That's
okay.
Why I got that put up.
Right, you're
for
right.
For all my sites. They can go to my official site, www.eburners.web.com. Go get your eBurners T-shirts, Welcome to My World hoodies, you know, cups, mugs, baby tees, you know, everything. Like, you know what I mean? And
right.
I got a 16, so give me the Air It Out sign so I can go in, you know?
Oh, shit. Hold on. Look, I'm getting your song over there ready. All right, there it is.
Air It Out Radio.
The clock's ticking, the plot thickens, burners on that bird shit block doing a chicken, gun loaded, 40 cal banger. I'm not a people's person, don't talk to me, stranger. Niggas don't really want it. They don't want to get confronted. They don't want to get hit up in their stomach. Off the top of the dome, I can go get money, nigga. Shout out my nigga Rome. I salute these niggas in the hood. These niggas taught me right from good. And I'm still on my hood shit. Niggas know I'm still with the full clip. And I pop it when I drop this. Welcome to my world. Y'all can't stop this. Def Jam, the best man. Welcome to my world. It's me, fam. D. Burns. Let's go. You know? Yes, I'm sure.
Yeah. We'll be getting into tonight. I don't know.
I got a joint. I did a new Brenda's Got a Baby. Play that joint for me. Hey, Burners, 2010 Brenda's Got a Baby. Let's get it.
Y'all gonna have to walk with me on this one.
Old, all alone, mom strung out so nobody's ever home. Pops in jail with 25 with an L. Can't show a goddess why he rotting in the cell. Big mama sick, she trying to nurse her back. Baby father broke, still trying to move back. She wanna cut ties, but too far ahead. Now all these crazy thoughts floating through her head. She trying to miscarry, falling down the steps, bumping rough edges. Damn, what's next? She went up in the cabinet, grabbed the peroxide, thinking it might be better if she died. She drunk it real fast, the room went black, stomach cramping up, she starting to contract. She finally came to, blood on the floor, the baby not moving, still attached to the cord. She grabbed him real close, pat him on the back, mucus shoot out, here comes the panic attack. She dial 911, they on their way, she's throwing up constantly, trying hard to pray. She gets to the ER. They pumping her stomach. DHS got the baby, now she want it. She's sitting home depressed, staring at the wall, thinking how she got joy from something so small. Supervised visits, psychiatric help, anger management, these are the calls she was dealt. Baby father grown, he ain't trying to go to jail, so he look at a situation like, oh well. Smart enough to read, too young to work. Started selling weed, but she kept getting jerked. Now she feel lost, not a hope in the world, so she bumped into a lady trying to help trouble girl. Got her back in school, even got her in the church. Teaching her that prayer really does work. 16, a part-time job, doing well. Got her own apartment, a far away from hell. A letter in the mail, custody hearing. She's sitting home nervous, but only God's caring. Next day in court, she crying tears of joy. The state gave her back her precious little boy. Walk with me.
Yeah. heroes, and we're kicking it with Aired Out Radio and that chick Fire, brown skin mommy. Aight.
Aired Out Radio, it's that chick Fire. Make sure y'all check out the website, airedoutradio.net. Shout out to Scoot, who brought a young boy on from Miami. Also, I'm going to give some shout outs to Dom, Trap Files, all of them, Shink, Jessica Lee. I'm about to get into another one of her songs later. Ace Biz, Benji, Realistic, Rel, Candace Green. She was supposed to come on. Kim, if you trying to get on, press one so I know, baby. Let me know you ain't sleeping over there. Anyway, EQ, Monty, Dr. Joker, all y'all, you know, ran live. He didn't come on. So, I'm going to hit the lines up a little bit more. 6428, Aired Out Radio. What's going on?
Yo, what's good? What's good? It's your boy, Cole Young, a.k.a. Slugger Nucci. What's good?
He's telling me. What's going on? You are hyped. I like
it. Building. Jersey in the building.
There you go.
Yes. Right. What's going on? I've been rocking with you all night, you know what I'm saying? Like what y'all doing over here, you know what I'm saying?
Aw, thank you.
No, I do a radio show myself, you know what I'm saying? Shadow
Co
Radio. Yeah, Shadow Co Radio, you know what I'm saying? Every Wednesday night, 9 to 12, you know what I'm saying?
Did
we
I
do
come
our
on
thing.
That one or no? Was that one?
Nah, but you we need you to, you know what I'm saying, come on there, man, you know what I'm saying?
I wasn't sure because I've been trying to, like, show everybody love, you know what I mean, and come through.
Yeah, we try to do the same thing. We new at this, so, you know, we trying to, you know what I'm saying, build up, you know what I mean? But we doing our thing, you know what I'm saying?
All right. Tell them again. I'm sorry I interrupted you.
Shadow Co Radio, the Shadow, S-H-A-D-O-W-C-O Radio, Shadow Co Radio. Every Wednesday, 9 p.m. to 12, we doing our thing. You know what I'm saying? We also got the blog and everything. It's theuglyshadow.blogspot.com. Come near, holla at us. You know, we everywhere.
What is it about? Is it about just music or topics? Or
underground, hip-hop. You know what I'm saying? We play the real hip-hop. You know what I'm saying? We play the real street hard shit.
Horror,
you know what I mean?
Stuff.
We play our shit. You know what I'm saying? Because we artists, too.
Right.
And, you know, we just try to spread love. Like, we had Lords of the Underground called up. We had
really?
My Nature already.
Wow.
We had my man from Poor Righteous Teachers. You know what I'm saying? We just trying to spread love. Tri-state area, so, you know.
Ah, but
I like what
the
you
major
doing,
artists
though.
On there, so that's
yeah, you know, we, you know what I'm saying? We try to spread our love. Like, we got some connects, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, we trying to do our thing, you know what I'm saying? I like what you're doing, though. I like what y'all doing. Air it out.
What's the email address they could send the stuff to?
The email is Coleone, C-O-L-E-O-N-E, Milton, M-I-L-T-O-N, that's all one word, @gmail.com. You know, you can hit us up. Artists, y'all want to get played on there, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, we doing our thing, man, you know what I'm saying? I like y'all topic and everything.
Yeah, you gotta send me your link so I can put you on a website so like other people can get a hold of you.
Oh, for sure, for sure. I just sent you a song too.
You did?
I just sent you a song, you know, Coley on Vanilla Ice. So hopefully we get that on next Monday.
Vanilla
Ice. Vanilla Ice. Yeah. All right. Get into that.
Okay.
But, you know, we doing our thing, y'all.
So what would you do? What questions would you ask a female if you first meet her?
Well, I'm married now, but if I say if I wasn't,
well, his whole tone changed and shit. Well, I'm married.
Yeah, the first thing is, just come to him regular, like how you doing and everything. My second question would probably be, do you smoke? Because I smoke weed. You can't get with me if you don't smoke, guy. You got a Dutch.
Why she can't get with you if she can't smoke?
Hey, man. I'm just trying to see what she's getting into, man.
Right.
You know, mostly if she smoke weed, that means she level-headed. She, you know what I'm saying? She cool. You know what I mean? We can connect on some type of level. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? So that's probably something. Do you got kids? You know, just the average.
I got you.
Yeah. You know, just the average, try to get at it, you know what I'm saying, see Was she? Do you got a job? That's important.
Right. That's true. Oh my God, that's so true. Damn.
Yo,
ding, ding,
if
ding.
A chick can't hold herself down, she bound to drizzle. That's what I. That's what we say. You know what I'm saying? But you know,
exactly.
It's all good. You know.
Okay.
Yeah, you know I'm saying.
So,
but yeah, I wanted to spit some too. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, you did. Oh
shit. Bars.
Damn,
I'm gonna
have to be my lucky night. Motherfuckers spitting everything. All right, go ahead, baby.
Air it out radio.
Listen, spitting the lid while y'all niggas itching to die. Got a gun and clip, I ride. Full fiber rubber grip on the side. I stay with hoes with mean clothes. Would I fuck them? You bet, like Pete Rose. I'm what the street chose. Every day I'm a sea cake, cause I talk greasy in the cheese steaks. And in this game, they call me the flower, cause I stay on the boat with two birds like Noah. I smack a nigga up till my hand hurt. I'm like a plant, cause I grew from the dirt, knowing my worth. Now I'm off the chain with it. Freestyle, come off the brain with it. The gat, I blaze with it. Ain't no stunting, cousin. Cribs, I rush in. Snitches, I'm busting. Fuck your functions. I display being the best. You want to put me to the test? Your baby mama caress. Holla. That's me, Coleon. Holla at your boy. You know what I'm saying? You can catch me on Twitter at Sluganucci. It's SLUGANUCCI. Or you can catch us at Shadow Co Radio. You know what I'm saying? We everywhere.
Oh,
we
okay, that was you that hit me up. Okay, I got you. I got you.
Yeah, that's me, you know.
All right, so I'll tweet you.
We definitely going to keep in touch and keeping, you know what I'm saying? You know, we're going to connect, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I like what y'all doing. I like what y'all doing. So
and I'll definitely, like I
work.
Said, put you up on a website so other people can get a hold of you and, you know, I don't hate it, nothing. It's all love.
Oh, yeah, we definitely, we're going to spread the same love, you know what I'm saying? And
yeah.
Like I said, if you got time on Wednesday, hit us up.
I'm going to definitely try to do that. 12. Just make sure you remind me because the bitch will forget.
I'll definitely do. No problem.
Yeah, do that. All right, thanks for coming through.
No doubt, no doubt. Keep doing your thing.
Jersey. I'm loving that. I got a lot of Jersey love tonight. Anyway, 0092, what's going on? Hello? Okay. We got a dead ringer over there. Kim, last call for alcohol. No, I'm just kidding.
Hello?
You there?
Fire?
Hear me? Yeah.
Fire. I'm so sorry. I didn't know I was on.
You wasn't. Well, you are now, but...
I didn't want to leave you on. Yeah, I loved what he had to say. He said a lot, but I loved what he said.
Yes, he was warming up. So what's going on
with
you?
I can't even think of any questions for him, but...
I know. It's cool, though. It's cool.
Yeah, because he knows a lot from the way he was talking.
Yeah, 26 years, that's a long time.
Yes, he said the 80s. I was like,
damn.
Yeah, 80s. He's been around.
Wait a minute, mine is 75. He had to be way before that.
I'm just saying,
wait a minute, Simon, come on now. A little fast one. But I got to ask you the topic, because you're the only female that, besides Jessica. But what's your opinion about that, the three question thing?
Well, of course, is this after what's your name? You know what I'm saying, because... Of course you want to know that.
Like in between all of that. Somewhere like
okay, well, I would want to know, what's your sign? You know, do you have kids? What do you like to do?
Oh, good one.
Thing?
What do you like to do? Yes.
What do you like to do?
That's true. That's a good
but,
one.
I mean, you know, that's like little stuff that I need to hear. Give me a second.
Yeah.
That's like little stuff that I need to know. You know what I'm saying? Like, what do you like to do? What's your sign? What kind of person am I dealing with? Do you have kids? I do. Do you?
Yeah, right? You need to know that.
I would kind of, like, prefer to talk to a guy that does have kids. Because, you know, don't be looking at me like, let's make more and stuff, or we need to have a baby and none of that.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't want to hear all that. Baby. I'm out. You say baby, I'm out.
Laughing at me, but that's the truth.
Yeah. You say baby,
I
damn
baby,
but you didn't say out of the whole show. You didn't say what you wanted. On the
I usually let everybody, cause you know when we be so pressed for damn time, I'd be like, I don't know. I guess I would ask, you know, what would you like to do, like your goals and stuff, and also, you know, how many kids you got, cause that's important. And
yes, it's very important.
Yeah, and where your baby mama at? Because I can't be dealing with all these damn kids. Your kid, my kid.
Yeah, because you know after a certain amount of kids, you got to deal with baby moms.
Yeah, like.
And wait a minute. How many baby moms do you have? Maybe it should have been a first four question.
Yeah, right.
How many baby moms do you have? Oh, God.
She's psycho. She got a restraining order. Come on. Like, I need
what's
to know
your relationship like? What's up?
Yeah, like, you said you ain't had no baby mama. Why is she here?
Seriously, where's she coming from?
Yeah, so, you know, you need to know those things. But anyway, what's going on with the mixtape album? What you need to know? I'm getting the pressure. I'm getting the heat on
everybody
my ass from you.
Yeah, well,
yeah.
I'm definitely feeling the pressure because people are expecting me here in April. And I'm working. Oh, goodness,
mm-hmm.
I'm working. I've been sick for, like, the past 2 weeks. I'm still kind of feeling sick now.
Yeah.
So I'm just, like, you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to work that out. But
yeah,
after everything, you know, basically, after I get over the sickness, which I'm hoping to be done by Thursday or something, you know what I'm saying, more songs, more music.
Mm-hmm.
More recording.
Yeah, definitely, because I know E-Burners, he waiting for his hook and everything, so
yeah,
everybody waiting.
And I like that hook.
You too, thank you.
I like that hook. I do like that hook. Y'all fire with the hook, E-Burners, John. And it's very nice. It gets straight to the point.
Yeah.
I mean that I'm feeling the way I'm feeling, but I'm not. I'm saving until, you know, E-Burners playing.
Yeah. What do you say?
I'm going to save it for when E-Burners playing, because I'm thinking, like, I want to sing it. Like, ooh, no.
Right.
I don't want to do that to the show.
You said I don't want to do it. Mm-mm.
No.
What we getting into tonight? Because I got all your stuff loaded in here. Find your love. Get the fuck out of here. You know, you don't never play that. Holla.
I know. I actually been listening to Holla a lot lately.
And you know what? That's something me and you got together. I'm rapping on there. That could be like a. I don't want to take a shot.
Can you play that?
I got it in here.
Yes. Holla, y'all. This is me and Fire. I love Fire on the joint. This is hot.
All right, babe. Kim, y'all, hit her up. Oh, did you give him your info?
Oh, yeah, that's right. It's my URL.com/only1 Kim King. And hit me up on my Reverb Nation, my Facebook, King Kirby. You know, hit me up on the messages. You know, let me know if you need some vocals for those hooks or if some references.
Yeah,
hit up. You have ideas, hit me up. Twitter, official Kim King.
No.
There we go.
There it is. Holla.
Holla, holla. Yeah. Let me take you away far from the drama that he say, she say, the arguing ain't your baby mama. I'm not gonna sit here and talk bad about her. You know you got this negative perception about women because of your past relationships. But on a real friend of friend, she's the best thing that I see to happen in your life. So tell me why you putting up a fight. She thinks every time we spend quality time that all we doing is crushing. And the truth is I got mad love for you like a brother. Got your back no matter the weather. A true friend will let you know when you're wrong and make you see the light every time you fight. Put yourself in her shoes because you always think you're right.
Whenever you need a friend, babe, you can just
a woman, you know we need consistent love, attention, affection, and going out all night. Come on now, you know you need to stop that. If you still want it, to still play, why you put yourself in that situation? Don't give me that nonsense about the reason why you think it's discuss child support. And because you know you really love that girl, I see it in your smile when you're on the phone. Always get jealous, calling from work when she's home alone. Yeah, she got you sprung. Yeah, she got you sprung. Nigga, you ain't gotta lie to me. You know we cool as a breeze, breeze, please. If you love somebody, you shouldn't care when no one's it because love
whenever
is a
Radio, what's going on? Yo, I'm liking that, Jessica. Anyway, that's Jessica Lee. Hit her up on Twitter. I just posted something on there for. Anyway, check out the website airitoutradio.net. Hit me up 347-677-1163. Actually, it's really no point in doing that because we only got like 4 more minutes to the show. Definitely appreciate everybody coming through. Simon Roslin, make sure y'all hit him up at 1760 Market Street, Suite 600. 6th floor, Philadelphia, PA, 215-564. 0212. So definitely hit him up if y'all want to get some counseling with him. He's definitely been in the business for a long time. That's somebody you definitely want to, you know, mess with. I'm actually going to hit him up myself. He was good. If y'all want to Twitter him and all that, I'll try to get his information and tweet it for y'all so y'all can get that as well. But y'all better off just calling him up and trying to make an appointment or whatever. So he was reasonable, like $300. That's not too bad. And he even said he would walk some of y'all through, you know, the websites or whatever y'all needed to do to copyright y'all stuff. So definitely hit him up. You know, that was a good look. Shout out to Black Cancer, E-Burners, Kim King. Definitely appreciate them coming through and all the Air It Outers, Night Crawlers. Shout out to Angie. What's going on, Mommy? She was bugging on me about the computer, the website crashing on her. Not the website, but, you know, it was kicking her off or whatever. And everybody else that definitely tried to get through, couldn't get through, or it was kicking you off or whatever the case is. Definitely appreciate y'all. I know I keep saying definitely. Let me stop doing it. I got to bite my tongue. Cashmere, what's going on, man? Like, I'm going to smack you really hard. Anyway, Facebook me, Twitter me, Air It Out Radio. If you want, like I said, hit me up, airitoutradio.net. I got some good stuff on there, beats, sites that you need to be on, all that good stuff. Definitely hit that up. I'll say it again, didn't I? Oh, well, fuck it. Anyway. I'm going to play blah, 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 blah. I'm going to play one more song, Getting Up Out of Here. Actually, I'm going to play my shit and see what happens. Hopefully, it won't cut off for me. And appreciate everyone coming through. Hit me up Monday, 10 to 1. And I'm on Twitter. I was about to say definitely. Darn, I'm trying not to do that. I'm looking for my song. But Kim King, E-Burners, Air It Out. My Air It Outers, shout out to Debris. The Air It Out studio will be in effect next week, but I'm not having anybody on until like the beginning of March, which E-Burners will be the first guest, so definitely look out for that. Shout out to B West, too. He's going to be filming some stuff for me. I'm trying to stall here, as y'all can see. But if I cannot find nothing, I'm just going to shoot to something really, really quick and keep it moving because I don't want to like keep stolen and only got like one more minute, so I'm going to keep it moving. But anyway, I think I found myself. No, I didn't. Darn, it didn't go through. Anyway, definitely love y'all. Appreciate all y'all. Kisses and all that stuff. I'm going to get into Kim King. Why not? That's still me. It's all a good look. Air It Out Radio. Love y'all. Coattail.
Riding my coattail, riding my coattail, riding my coattail, riding my coattail.
You want my spotlight, but you didn't earn a thing. Don't wanna do no work, but you want all the fame. Living off my royalties, saying my name frequently, but the ride is over, over.
You'll see.
I gotta cut you off, just like the rest.
Air It Out Radio.